one-stop deprogramming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Ball.
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left, so I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence?
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Who's Mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Rant Radio with your host, Samarian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
No, no, we can do it for a bit, but I could do it for the whole show. I'd do it soon.
Good evening.
And blessed be. Welcome to the newly reformed, born-again What the Hell Show here on April 1st.
A happy Jesus hello to everyone.
A happy, happy Jesus hello.
Happy, happy.
Blessed be. Oh, wait. Wrong religion. Sorry. Sorry. Bad habits. That's the old Sean. This isn't the new reborn of Christ Sean. He died for my sins. I washed in his blood. I bathed in his disembodied entrails in a huge pool, submerged myself, came up, and now the sins of the world have been cleansed away with the blood of another being. So
that's
that makes
right.
me a holy person.
Just give me a second to suck back the drool, and I'll wish you a happy Jesus to everyone out there.
So
there'll be no profanities this show?
Not this show. This
no.
show will be profane-free. I don't know if the old Sean who has died and has gone by the wayside.
Reborn in Christ.
Who is now reborn in Christ. New Sean. It's Sean Kennedy, Mr. Man. Mr. Man, this show.
Because Sean is the man.
And
not the man.
No, I'm not the man. Jesus was the
And we
man.
Should not worship Sean.
Or
there's,
no, never
there's
worship.
Jesus the man, and then there's
Thou
Jesus.
Thou shalt have no other gods before
no
thee.
No idols.
That's right. Yeah, no
worship
idols.
No false idols.
Yeah, so that's what's happening there. Let's go around this God-filled room.
Blessed room.
This blessed room.
And see who is here.
And see how each person, when we introduce them, they'll talk about how they found Jesus this week. Okay, starting with the good Christian, old brother, Uncle Dak.
Your old brother, Uncle Dak, here saying, your family in Christ. And how I found Jesus? Well, I had a talk with my girlfriend this week.
Testify.
And she said that I asked her why we had trouble communicating and why we had arguments all the time and why we could never seem to do anything.
I'm just going to lay hands on you here, brother. You keep talking.
And she said to me, and I this is the truth, that she was depressed every time she went out with me. And I said, Tracy, why are you depressed when you go out with me? And she said, well, because you're going to go to hell. And I went, what?
Right.
Well, you don't believe in the word.
And at that time, you did not believe in the word.
I didn't. And I thought, and I asked myself, is this woman who every other week hurts herself because she's so depressed, because she's with me, because I don't believe in the word, is this worth it? And I said, no.
And that's when you heard it.
And that's when I heard. And I believed in the word then. and I stopped drooling, and I picked myself up. And ever since then, I believed in God.
All right.
And another experience changed your life, too, this week, but we'll talk about that later on Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
That's right, which is kind of a negative name. We should rename Tales of the Loser Cruiser to
Tales of the Blessed Bus.
Tales of the Blessed Bus. That's awesome. So, and then we come over to Sean Kennedy, the brother man, who is...
brother man!
Who God took away my glasses this week with spiritual optometry.
There's no need to hide.
Yeah, there's no need to hide.
The scales have fallen from your eyes.
That's
and
right.
You can see clearly
right.
into the light.
And what happened was I was just sitting at the library and I was reading some Dungeons and Dragons books.
That's bad, brother.
That's bad. You know, it's the devil's work, idle hands. And this person came up to me, you know, and I didn't see them come up to me because I was focused on what I was doing, and I felt this sharp sting in my neck, and I looked down, and there was a hypodermic needle, and they had injected me with the Holy Spirit. Yes? That, and at that time, that's when I heard that distinctive... And I was a believer. I knew what was going on. At that moment, the blood of Christ rained from the ceiling and washed away from all my sins from my body. And I was reborn in Christ, and I didn't need glasses anymore. That's part of my great resurrection.
It's amazing. His midichlorian count is the highest I've seen.
Hi, this is Soma. Yeah, my mic's on.
And how did you find Jesus this week, Soma?
I found Jesus under a stone. I was trying to wash away the sins of 23 years of sinning my ass off, my bum off, pardon me.
It's okay, old habits die hard.
You are forgiven.
I thought I would go to a river, and it was the peacefulest river I have ever seen in my life. And I was bathing myself in this river. And I picked up a stone, and Jesus flew out of the stone and cleansed me with his mightiness. Oh, my goodness.
It was at that time that you heard the distinctive.
I heard it loud and clear, and I feel so much better now.
Right on. Okay, over to was once Brother Black Wolf, now is Brother White Wolf.
With black hair.
With black hair. But that's okay.
But that's
not...
just left over from the previous Black Wolf.
That's the previous Black Wolf.
Not 100% cleansed yet. It's a slow process with me.
Yes.
But
Jesus, the hair will be white next week.
It will be. Mr. Clean for your soul.
And goatee shaved off.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh,
I don't
I
know
guess
about
we're
going
to have to discontinue our living in sin, hey?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
That's okay, because you can just get married.
Hey! There we go.
Why bother living?
Ever considered being clean? Have you considered
being on?
My finger has swollen. I cannot fit the ring on.
Have you considered reclaiming your virginity yet?
Hey!
Born again virgin.
There you go.
Virgin.
You'll be without
sin. Again.
You are a born again.
Jesus forgives.
Jesus
all
forgives
sins.
And repairs your hymen. Okay.
Okay, you got the wrong anatomy. He doesn't have it.
I'm afraid there's some miracles even Jesus can't do.
The plastic surgery will take care of that, and
plastic
I understand
surgery.
It's worth it.
Blasphemer!
No, the blasphemer's in your leg. Isn't it? Is that the
office
of
right.
Oblongata, and then your blasphemer, and then it connects to your shin bone, and... I'm sorry, I'm just a lowly Christian boy.
Why don't we sing the anatomy song?
No, even God would not tolerate the anatomy song. Okay, and then we have...
What would Jesus do, son?
What would Jesus do? Okay, and 200% sex I...
No, he's not. 200% holy.
He's 200%
holy.
Projectile word man.
Projecting the word of God.
Speaking the truth.
You know, I began this week with contempt in my heart for evangelicals and Christians and so forth. And I rented, for comedy's sake, this little feature film known as
God
Left,
Works
Left Behind. And it touched me. It touched me deeply.
Hallelujah,
I mean,
brother.
Kirk Cameron's performance was, I swear, it's Oscar caliber.
Amen.
And it's at that point, halfway through the film, when you thought you could not handle anymore, you heard the distinctive, and that was it.
I was a changed man. I've completely reformed.
And it has
I'm going to church every day.
At least once a day. At least once a day. It picks up, that film, Left Behind, picks up where Battlefield Earth left off. Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Definitely. And then we have Girl on the Most Holy Left Hand of God. Girl on the Left Hand of God. What happened?
Heard of right hand man? She's the left hand woman.
Yeah,
from God.
She is, however,
walking that requires
Isaiah
step behind.
22:15. Isaiah 22:15. Yea, though I sit upon the left hand of God, that's girl on the left.
Well, how I found Jesus this week is I'm preparing to graduate from university, and I'm ashamed to say it, but I completed a biology degree. We're believing in such sinful things as evolution.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm.
It's okay. God forgives all sins.
Well, in any
case, sins in his name.
In any case, there was a dinner this week in the graduands, which I went to, and I was sitting around the table with my fellow biology graduates, and we were all realizing that despite our educations, we really didn't have any jobs lined up.
And it was at this moment
that I suddenly realized that all this evolution, all this blasphemy that I'd been taught in class, that I'd spent the last 7 or 8 years of my life learning, was all a sham.
And it was just before when you looked at the job prospects, that's when you heard the distinctive, and that's when
exactly
you knew it was
I realized
all a sham.
That God had a better path for me, a better, perhaps more lucrative path for me.
A non-tax-deductible path. A tax-exempt path.
A tax-exempt, better left hand of God path. And God does not want you to pay taxes. Johnson, 57:12.
That's right.
That is right.
It states clearly in the book of tax evasion.
Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and, you know, hide the rest through loopholes.
Exactly. So, and then we have the spreader of the word.
Without him, our word would not be heard.
By the light of my face that I have found Christ. I looked around this world last week, and I said to myself, how could this just be an accident? It must be created somehow. It's too perfect. It's such a wonderful world.
The work of the Lord.
It's the work of the Lord and Jesus Christ.
And it was God keeping that sinner, Private Drexel, away.
As you notice, Drexel did not repent this week, and he is not here. We have cast him out on the What the Heaven show.
Smite down his van.
Smite down his van, as he said in the book of Leviticus, those who do not smite and repent of the ways of the wicked world will have their van struck. So that is.
And so it was written, and Drexel was not here.
And he is gone.
And so.
But we love him.
You know, I've always thought Christian devotion was one of the most important parts of vehicle maintenance.
It is. You must pray for the soul of the van. Yeah. Oh, Lord!
You'll walk around the van.
If you've never owned a rented or leased vehicle, you've never had to pray.
And so, welcome to the What the Heaven show on this, holy of holy days, Sunday.
Sunday, the holiest of holy days.
That's
a lot of holy days. Every day is
welcome
holy day.
To our little church.
Welcome to our very little.
Maybe we should have confession today.
3 hours of worshiping. We will have confession later.
Testify.
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 Hallelujah.
And in our most Baptist way. Okay, so in keeping with the gospel of
go ahead. But well, we do have some clips from people who have found out the horrors of not repenting,
yes,
going with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And
they have
found hell.
That's
and
right.
And they have word
and
from hell.
Dedication to What the Hell, which is our show. Which
it was
not,
our show. It's What the Heaven now.
Yeah, we're going to be redoing.
Oh, What Heaven.
It's going to be called What's Next Heaven.
What's Next Heaven.
It's What's Next Heaven.
Actually, there's at least one other person here who wants to talk about how he found Christ.
How did you find Jesus in the tall grass? Wonderful. Okay,
all creatures were created by God. So
I can't maintain this.
No.
I'm sorry. My eyes are starting to glaze over. I'm getting that bad. Oh my God, you're fucking crazy.
Just a little longer. We got some clips here.
I don't know, man.
Actual recordings from hell,
man.
Medicine!
Atropine. Need some atropine.
Oh, I feel high.
You're high on God.
Heavenly.
Welcome to the April Fool's Day of What the Hell.
Episode of What the Hell. Did we have you going?
Did you believe us?
My personal favorite,
I don't
know who wrote it. I was looking at the screen and somebody wrote, I think I'm in an alternate reality. Who was it that wrote that?
Oh, well.
Somebody's on the line if you want to just press line one.
Shoot up with God!
No, that's not line one. Captain, the one that says line one.
Hello?
We've been transported to a strange alternate reality.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie!
Lieutenant Major Zombie, have you found God?
Wait, I think he's...
I don't know, man. I just got done watching the movie, the new 5-hour version movie called Dune. And it was kind of freaky.
Oh, my gosh.
5 hours?
Lieutenant
yeah,
Major.
I was, like, watching for 5 hours. I'm, like, sitting in, like, what is such a cool movie on DVD, big screen TV. I'm like, whoa. Had my pizza right there and 2 liter Coke and some Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, yes. And just got over right in time for What the Hell Show.
So, Zombie.
Yeah?
After that massive, you know, inspiration there, are we wrong? Is this whole God thing wrong? Were we misled?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Zombie doesn't know. It's all a sham. Let's go back to the way we used to do the show.
That's right.
Thanks, Zombie, for setting us straight.
I feel free.
Oh,
I feel much better now without that.
Absolutely.
We need a What the Hell Show.
We need our What the Hell Show. That is correct. We can't live without
that. We can't, and you know what? I can't believe
it. Got What the Hell? Yes, we got What the Hell.
Okay, that's enough of that. Hang up on him.
Okay, just press line and one line two at the same time.
The other button.
You actually
fucking rule.
You got me, Zombie.
No, this is how you hang up on me.
I actually got burned by Zombie. Well,
sweet.
I'm just going to go hang myself in a hotel room tonight.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Sean, your face matches your shirt.
Oh,
no, the other button.
Awesome. No,
the other button.
Zombie's other. No, the other button. Fucking righteous.
Oh, that's just
God
good.
Damn.
That was too good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, for operation of the phones, have you considered a trained monkey?
Well, he didn't do too bad. He picked up the phone.
I'm liable to boot Dash's ass out of that chair and fucking take over.
No.
We'll see how he does in the next one.
Okay, anyway.
Let's go.
Don't call in.
Through the IRC.
Let's go through the IRC. Who's
Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Aunt Jemima, Bring Back the Shovel, Crazy Redhead, Soul Raper, Daedalus, Apocalypse, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pele, Poof. Doodle Poof, Pseudo Rooster Paradox, Sanax, Archangel Breaker, Snake, Babs, Tenchi, Templar Knights, Sariat is joining us remote by satellite, Plexite, Crazy, Raskolnikov, Inca, Jeebus, Son of Bob, LinkRx, Misunderstood, Floyd's Lapel, Fourier, Half-Elf, Judas, Punk of Evil, T-Gray, Zetroid, Plastic, Kha'Zix, Psycho Wolf Pup, Zerstor, Raven, Roto, Scene de Light Terrell, Shard Yet Solid, Sparky, Star Baby, Stone Mist, Y2 Karma, and Sap Zen, Sap Phone, whatever. Okay. So how are we all doing this week?
We're doing good. I'm feeling pretty endorphinated after the fucking thing with Zombie. That was
pretty
amazing.
Good. And we do have the webcam up this week.
Yes, the webcam is up.
Everything seems to be functioning. We're not cutting out.
Yep.
Yes, because we
knock on wood.
That's right. There's some wood. Lots of wood around here. So we have
particle board.
We have some actual recordings from hell.
Yes, this is pretty amazing shit, actually. Now, I'll give you a bit of background. There was this crazy bitch named Margaret fucking something Baxter. Thatcher Baxter?
Not that one. The other one. Okay.
No, but I'm going to get there. Anyway, okay. This bitch winds up going and falls into a coma for 40 fucking days. And then if you ever listen to the My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult album, I See Good Spirits, I See Bad Spirits, which is an old goth album, you'll hear, like, this woman going, straight out of hell, and all this kind of stuff in the song. They take all these sound clips. Now, what that is that's a recording from this woman who says that during 40 days, Jesus took her to hell. Like, for 40 days.
Isn't that basically the storyline of Dante's Inferno?
Yeah, pretty much. But her name is Margaret, and she was from Florida. She was living in Detroit at the time, and the Lord appeared unto her.
Detroit is close to hell.
And said, come with me, and we will go to hell.
You know, usually God appears in like a tortilla down in Mexico. You know, you don't normally see him in Detroit. You know,
no, he's even God doesn't go to trip. Motor Check City. He doesn't really swing by there too much because that's where
well, he knows to stay out of those neighborhoods.
Yeah,
he doesn't like the pollution.
He likes the white Christian upper class neighborhoods. But no, to be so anyway, this broad, she believes it anyway. She believes it, and I mean, she really believes it that for 40 days she fucked off with the man down into hell. You know, which I'm like, okay, you know, and she gives very, very, very detailed accounts of what hell is. Like, hell is the shape of a human body at the center core of the earth, and there's like, we went into the left leg of hell and all this kind of jazz, and there was like this, all these pits, and they talk about people trying to escape.
That's the
like
clip these, I have.
Yeah. Oh, you have that clip?
I got that clip.
Oh, good. Good.
It's a good one.
All right, but let's talk now.
We can play both.
Let's play the first one first.
Okay.
Where in Siberia, apparently, they were drilling, and they found that it broke through into hell. And
hey, this is a little warmer.
And they're like, wow.
And immigration has actually increased into Siberia.
And what they did was they actually dropped a microphone down, and they recorded the screaming sounds of hell. So we're going to play that clip for you right now so you can... see that what we're talking about is, you know, what these guys are saying. So, and then we're going to discuss it.
Yep.
Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago. And I didn't believe him, like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Okay, so what does that mean? That means that there's...
That sounds like the Beatles played backwards.
I don't care what you say. That sounds like my high school.
No. You guys are missing the entire point here. This tells us some very important things. One, there's an atmosphere in hell. Two, hell can be reached from here. You've got to take this reconnaissance information for what it's worth.
That's right.
We know that you can breathe. There is air, so that the fires of hell probably need air to burn. And if the fires of hell need air to burn, that means they have to have a ventilation shaft that gets down.
Or some way of generating oxygen down
there. That's right. So there has to be
so
some kind of...
By killing the
but
oxygen.
But you can reach hell from
wait a minute.
From
are they,
Siberia.
Are they sure this is hell or Pellucidar?
What?
You know, yourself. Edgar Rice Burroughs books?
Oh.
The Hollow Earth.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll assume it's hell for now, unless everyone's really unhappy at Bluzadar.
Well, no, it'd be really warm in there, too, because it's all, like, tropical. And there's, like, dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah, but they count for the screaming.
I'd scream if I saw a dinosaur.
No,
me too.
Let's just go with hell for now.
How can I make money off this?
Let's just go with hell.
I screamed the last time I saw the Dire Straits.
Now, normally, by itself, we could easily dismiss this reconnaissance information.
Oh, yeah.
Except for it was backed by Margaret from Florida.
I mean, that sounds like a racetrack I went to once. Just before the race finished, everyone was angry. Half the people were really angry. Half the people were yelling and
it also sounds like an announcer in BC Place.
Yeah.
we'll assume it's true. The Christians would have us believe this is true, so we'll assume it's true.
There's a lot of people who believe it's hell, but let's assume for now.
You can reach hell from Siberia. So that must be one of the areas where you can get to hell.
Yes.
Now, I'm okay with that because I've had Arctic warfare training.
There's another one in Detroit.
Is there?
Apparently, too.
No. She went up really high.
Okay. Well,
they took a suborbital flight.
Yes.
Okay, so let's play the other clip from Margaret. Let's hear what Margaret has to say.
Just give some more revealing information on how we can invade hell.
Yes.
And destroy hell.
That's right. Well, actually, and I have. I'll get to that.
Or take over hell.
There we go.
Here it is, Margaret, what's her name?
Margaret, whatever the fuck her name is.
And I'll post the link in the IRC so everyone can download this themselves, the full versions.
You bet. Here on What the Hell.
The next pit we came had a woman on her knees as if looking for something. Her form also was full of holes. Her bones were showing through. And she had a dress on, don't ask me why. I saw her head was foul and a skull was all that was showing. Were holes for eyes and holes where her nose was supposed to be. A small fire was burning around her feet where she was kneeling. And she clawed the sides of this pit of brimstone. And the fire was burning her hands, and the old dead flesh was falling off as she dug. Great sobs shook her frame. Oh, Lord, she cried. I want out. As we watched, she finally got to the top of the pit with her feet, and I thought she was going to get out. When a large demon with large wings that seemed to be broken at the top and hung down its sides ran to her. His color was a brownish black, and he had hair all over his large form, and the eyes of this demon were set way back into his head, and it was about the size of a large grizzly bear. It ran up to the woman and pushed her very hard back into the pit of fire. I watched in horror as she fell back into the flames. I felt so sorry for her. I wanted to take her to my arms and pray for her, to ask God to heal her, to get her out of here. Jesus knew my thoughts, and he said, my child, judgment has been set. God has spoken. Even as a child, I called and called her to repent unto me, to serve me, to follow me. When she was 16 years old, I came to her and manifested myself unto her. I said to her, I love you. Give your life to me. Come follow me. I will train you and teach you of my ways. I have called you for my purpose. Fear not and walk with me. Be gentle, be kind, be forgiven. And understand the will and the law of the Lord. For years I called her and called her my child, but she would not hear. She would not listen. She said, someday I will serve you. I have no time for you now, God. No time. I have my life of fun. The woman said unto Jesus, my soul is truly in torment. There is no way out. I wanted riches, fame, and fortune, and I got it. I could buy anything I wanted, she said. I was my own boss. I was the prettiest, best-dressed woman for my time. Yet I had my riches, fame, and fortune. But when I died, I could not take it with me. Oh, Lord, hell is so horrible. I have no sleep or rest, day or night. I am always in these pain and torments. Help me, God, help me, she cried. The woman looked at Jesus and said, oh, my sweet Lord, if only I had listened to you. I will always regret it. This is forever. I thought I would serve you someday, and I got ready. I thought you'd wait for me, but oh, how wrong I was. I was the most sought-after woman for my beauty at that time. Yes, God called me to repent. He was speaking to me. All my life, he drew me with cords of love, and I thought I could use God when I needed him. He would always be there. Oh, yes, I used God. He would try so hard to get me to serve him all the way. But I would not give all my heart to him. Then came the time that I thought I didn't need God anymore. but he, yet he would still be there if I decided to turn to him. How wrong I was. For Satan began to use me, and I began to serve Satan more and more. And I loved him more than God. I loved to sin and would not turn back to God. Satan used my beauty, my money, and all my thoughts turned to Satan, and how much power I could give him. Although he continued to draw me to him, still I had tomorrow or the next day, I thought.
Okay, now this tells us a couple of really important things here. Okay, and there's a lot of things we got to take from that. Okay, let's rewind it a bit. You know that she's saying she was on her hands and knees, right? And she decided she was going to get the fuck out of there. So there she is. She's got a 20. Now, not in that part of the corner, but earlier in the corner, she says she's in a pit that's 40 feet wide and 30 feet deep. Okay, and there's coals at the base of it. Now, she was at some other bitch's place and she was all burning and just crying and shit, being all sad. But this chick here, she's wearing a dress, right?
Yep.
Now, she didn't know why. I'm thinking it's probably because she really dug that dress when she was alive, so she took it to hell with her.
Well, she says you die with things that you have. Maybe
right.
I
so
don't know about the dress, but
where?
I hope I don't die naked.
Body armor.
Where?
Anyway,
body
so
armor.
You're dying with tech and a knife.
Oh fuck! No, wait for it. Okay, let's assume you wind up in hell naked. Okay, bang. Right. There. Now.
Damn! Slipped in the shower, broke a hip.
Now for the first couple of years, okay, you're going to be screaming a lot because you're on fire. Okay. Oh, fuck. It will be the majority of what you say. Now, after 2 years, though, you're going to build up a bit of a tolerance.
You get kind
of
used to it, just like anything else, right?
Like you can kind of get with it. And then, but you see, what this chick was doing, she was crawling on all fours, and she got to the top of the pit. But when she did, a big demon came over and pushed her back in the hole, right?
Size I think of they a need grizzly some leadership
so down there. What we got happening there is that means if that demon didn't show up, she'd have got out of the hole, right? The second thing you learn from that is the demon is big, okay?
As a grizzly bear,
and he's hairy. He's hairy.
Set his ass on fire.
No. That's very hot in hell. That means that
Some
the hair
immune to it.
Is probably fireproof.
Yep.
So
Get
what
him.
We got to do is we got to shave the demons and then knit some hair.
Yep.
Okay.
Grab a bit while he flies by.
Take a razor
by.
With you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if
grab
you can,
a pump while he flies by, too.
Better still, skin the fucker and tan the hide.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can, but the thing is, it's pretty hard to take out a demon, especially on his turf, right? So what I'm thinking is what if all the people down there, because, okay, you got all the Muslims, they all went to hell, all the Iraqis, all these people went to hell, except for Christians, so there's a couple billion people down there. Now, there's a finite number of demons.
Yes.
Hindus.
Unless they recruit them.
No, they don't. They don't. It says very specifically, demons and angels are very different things.
Oh, okay.
See, there's actually a number of angels that were kicked out of heaven. An actual.
Those are devils.
Yeah, well, they were
right.
Angels kicked, the fallen, right? There was an actual
Still
number,
angels.
A finite number.
Consult your Milton for further details.
That was thrown out. And I'm thinking that we probably outnumber those fuckers at least 20 or 30 to 1 by now. Okay.
They're just held down by fear. That's
so I'm here to tell you, I charge the demon. I charge the demon with all the suffering. I charge the demon to be the greatest and most nasty of burners that the man has ever seen. I charge the demon with all manners of retribution. I cannot say that there's a place where a demon has gone where he has spread joy and happiness. I charge the demon. Wait a minute. Louis Farrakhan took over my body. Excuse me. So I'm thinking that with enough souls,
trip to Siberia,
you could fucking not only that, okay.
And like, okay, what's the worst that could happen? You die, you go to hell. Well, you're just on the other side of the fence then, basically, aren't you?
And you got a lot of time to think up a strategy.
Yeah, like
right.
Like you're
strategies with
not going anywhere for a while.
Yeah.
Have a Snickers bar, okay? Like
I hate that they melt down there.
Yeah.
I hope. That demon's real busy, and they dedicate one of those bastards to me. Because every 15 minutes, he better show up and give my ass a shove back. I'm on fire anyways.
Yeah,
it's
and
not
you're angry.
Like,
how worse can I get?
Yeah, you know, I'm on fire and in hell. Well,
you're
only
making it
from here.
Worse for yourself.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Not crucify me. You know, fuck, I'd have nothing to do, you know, if I wasn't on fire. I don't know, man. But it's fucked up. It's all weird. What do we got happening in the news this week?
We're going to go to the news.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
All right, in Texas,
yep.
Keeping with the theme.
Keeping with our theme here.
Our theme, Jesus for everyone in Texas. Jesus videos expected to arrive in area homes this week.
Okay.
More than 1,000 churches have helped raise $2.7 million to mail out this video about Jesus Christ to everyone in Texas.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
So far, they've raised enough money for 1 million videotapes.
Yes.
Wow.
Course,
why can't they raise $1 million to, you know, help end world hunger?
This is more important.
Yes, but how much of this is the actual church keeping?
We don't know.
Well, somebody's making money on them videos. You can bank on that.
Project's goal.
Who's got the job
project
of doing
what?
The
project's goal to reach non-Christians and Christians whose faith is less than secure.
Backsliding Christians.
Backsliders.
If you're a backslider, excuse me. Now, not to get all weird here.
They did it 3 years ago to Alabama, 1.3 million copies, and 600,000 copies to Florida.
Okay, now there's a couple things you got to understand here. It says in the Bible, this is an interesting thing. Let's say you were 9. You were horribly brainwashed, okay? And you went, oh, okay, and you do the big accept Jesus thing, and then later on you snap out of it, and you're like, well, this is all fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, by the Christian's own doctrine, you still get to go to heaven.
Because you once believed?
Because you accepted Christ, he'll never abandon you.
Oh, really?
That's it? Yep.
No matter what you do.
You bet. Christ
so you
died for your sins?
Christ.
Fuck yeah. Because you know when I'm going up the escalator, it's going to be like, did Jesus die for your sins? Well, fuck yeah. Did he ever?
Oh, yeah. He died.
Christ died for
that's
my sins.
That's pictures.
Like,
he's
I can do pretty much what the fuck I please. Christ died for my sins.
And your skin.
You know, my skin. Christ died for my skin.
Unfortunately,
my skin is safe.
Unfortunately, I'm a Catholic. I got to like.
You're fucked.
I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
Nothing I can do. I'm a Catholic.
Time.
Yeah, you'll be.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be in hell with all the Jews.
Yeah. And Hindus and Muslims
and Taliban
Buddhists
and fucking
yeah.
Taoists and Shintoists and
but
oh, yeah.
You know Christians do have a point.
Okay, you,
yeah, that's right. Sheep.
What was how was that a joke?
It's a funny sound effect.
Ah, I see. Okay,
but you don't think Christians are sheep?
Ah, okay.
Oh no. Okay, I didn't get that. Okay, go ahead.
And now for stupidity of the week, mom banned from taking breast milk onto plane.
What?
A young mother was prevented from taking 2 bottles of her own breast milk onto an airplane because of a European ban on exporting dairy products. Please drain them at the counter.
Please, you get like, okay, so the real secret here is you have to leave it in the original container.
Yes.
Hey, you're lactating. Squeeze them. Get it all out. Get, there you go.
Who wants cream and coffee?
She did it so she wouldn't disturb the other passengers by breastfeeding in front of them.
Fucking A, breastfeed away.
And but there's a strict ban on exporting dairy products and made her pour the milk down the sink.
This probably has something to do with that hoof and mouth thing.
And after all that work
quite,
she
quite
did.
Well,
possibly.
A lot of those airport security guys definitely got their fucking hoof in their mouth, I'll tell you that. That's some brutal shit. That's bad.
That is kind of crazy.
That's kind of mental.
Stupid.
Here's a good one. My favorite vegetarian recipe.
Aww. Somebody wants to know what breast milk tastes like. That's a little warm.
You probably had it before. You just can't remember.
Favorite vegetarian recipe. First, catch one vegetarian.
Yum.
Gut, drain, and skin in a standard manner for a large game. Remove head, hands, and feet. Reserve with skin for a final presentation. Given the lean quality of most vegetarian flesh, stewing is an excellent cooking method. Poaching and braising will also work well. Roasting, frying, or broiling will require basting, tenderizing, or adding fat for best results. So you can continue on next time.
Dax, stop looking at them like that.
Hey, back away.
Long pork.
Omnivore, back.
Sim, the other white meat.
Especially festive for a holiday meal.
It is. Here on
we're
what?
Grain fed.
You are. But are you free range?
No.
So, girl on the left, you want to go get the sauce ready?
You know what I thought would be really cool? This is my little Cenobite side coming out. But it'd be kind of interesting to take, like, some, you know, some chick and microwave them. You know, so they don't actually, like, die or anything. Well, they like, die. But they look like they're intact. I was going to write this in a story.
Okay.
Where in the future they microwave women. So you choose your models and they go back and they kill them and they irradiate them. So that all their meat is hot and they bring them all out on tables in these suggestive poses and they take knives and they cut off chunks and they serve them.
That, wasn't that a Robbie Williams video?
Robbie Williams. That's true.
Who's Robbie Williams?
Oh, British pop singer.
You would know. There's basically a video where he's they have this music video. And it's like basically
slightly disturbing.
It's like it's fucking weird, is what it is. Basically, him dancing around with a bunch of women, and they slowly like take bits off his body until he's eventually just like a skeleton. The part where he's like just like muscles is really fucking disturbing looking.
It was great.
Are, like, taking bits of meat, like tearing bits of like bicep and stuff off his body piece by piece.
No, which song is that?
I
can't remember. Somehow I wasn't paying attention to music.
It'd be interesting if they could do that, and then they could like put little metal skewers and spikes into the women so that they could like run electrical.
Why do you have to do this to women?
Should be all like, well, because women are more essentially attractive, right?
As being cut up as bits of meat.
Well, no, you don't think of it that way.
You're just taking it one step further.
I saw a cover once of Hustler magazine, which was basically a woman's leg sticking out of a meat grinder and a little pile of meat on the other end.
Yeah,
this was supposed to be sexy. This was supposed to sell magazines.
That was a Hustler. That was a cover from Hustler.
Oh,
I remember seeing that on TV
when
they did a story on Larry Flint around the same time as the movie about Larry Flint came out.
What was the
People versus Larry?
Yeah, People versus Larry Flint. You could, was a great movie.
Oh, excellent movie.
After seeing that magazine cover, I don't care.
You don't have to. You don't have to look at it like killing and eating women. Just think of it like you choose this model.
What is the difference between eating a human and eating a animal?
Like, well, animals are smaller.
Not necessarily. Cows are not smaller than us.
Well, you don't fit into the pneumatic ram chamber as well as the cow does. human flesh is addictive. If you
Why would it be addictive more than
there's some
other
properties
meat?
To it. There's
really?
There's some properties to it that make it addictive. Well,
I haven't heard about that.
I'd like to point out though that there's a good reason why there's a general like throughout human society there's generally a taboo on cannibalism.
Oh, bullshit.
The reason why people don't generally eat each other has a very good grounding in biology is because parasites. Normally, with parasites or pathogens or whatever, there has to be not only a way for it has to stay alive in your body, but then it has to find a way of transmitting itself to the next target.
It's more easily transmitted through the same species.
It always has to. So, in other words, it has to find a way of getting transmitted through, you know, at least two totally different environments, one of which is bound to be much harsher, at least dramatically different from the other one. So that's a lot of evolution to take care of there. Well, if it goes straight from one critter to the next without an intermediary. Well, you've just made things a hell of a lot easier for evolution now.
Kills the cannibals mostly. If there was a little tribe of cannibals.
Pretty much.
That's okay. You just got to make sure you cook your proper
a proper length of time.
Mad cow, hello.
I'm sorry. Star Baby thinks you'd be all tough and icky.
No, I don't think so.
Why would a vegan be marinate? Tough?
That's right. Soak me for a long time.
Let me pound Sim's ass for a while. He'll be nice and tender for you. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, my God.
Tenderization marination.
thank you, Sean. Now we're going to start seeing Grant Radio slash.
I'm all for it. I want photo shoots done. I want JPEGs done.
Photoshopping.
Oh, yeah. Photoshopping the works. You know somebody's on that right now.
That's happening.
Nixter's like, I feel so dirty.
But I must do it.
Oh, this is dirty. Oh, my God. This is dirty.
Travolta's Battlefielder sweeps her Razzies.
What?
Hollywood gets his annual Oscar Eve poke in the eye with John Travolta's Battlefielder taking the bulk of the 21st annual Golden Raspberry Foundation's dishonor. So there's something, there's like an equal...
Yeah, the Raspberry, the
evil
Raspberry,
Oscars.
Which is, I'm surprised that, what's that fucking Anton Smithy or whatever the fucking guy's name is who abandoned...
Alan Smithy. Only next, a second to Blair Witch 2 and the next best thing. Battlefield Earth won for Worst Picture, Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actress, Worst Supporting Actor, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay. I've never seen it.
Oh, I don't think we'll be renting that one.
I've never seen it. But
I've never seen it. I'm thinking about buying it on DVD.
Somebody did. I think it was Drexel.
I watched it with Uncle Dak and just more of a curiosity, really.
Why do you sort of like why I went to go see Exit Wounds last night?
why people get into a car accident?
Was
you know,
it,
oh. it was horrid.
We'll do one slaughter at a time. Okay, go ahead. So you went to go see it out of morbid curiosity.
No, we didn't go see it. We rented it on DVD. I would not pay to see this.
No, I actually. Okay. I wanted to steal the copy, but I couldn't get it out of the store. We didn't want to actually give him any money.
Let's just start with the cinematography. You remember the camera angles on the old Batman TV series with Adam West?
Yeah.
Nothing was filmed on by this man a level, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that was what we were saying.
That Mr. Cranky, an online reviewer, said it looked like it was filmed in a paint shaker.
Yeah, filled with dirt. He's right.
With people throwing dirt from the side of the screen.
The director had a huge hard-on for flying dirt, apparently.
Oh, that's a generous tribute.
Yeah, so apparently that was just like the fucking total piece of shit.
I today actually watched.
Is it the worst movie you've ever seen, Dad?
No, I have to say
the three
worst films I have ever seen in order are, and I can't actually make up my mind which is the worst, but they are Battlefield Earth, Batman and Robin, and Wing Commander.
Oh.
I cannot make up my mind.
Maybe that's more of a disappointment than
there should be,
than
there should be an honorable mention for Mission Impossible 2.
I thought that was a fat piece of shit, too. I feel like I was the only person on the planet.
The only way me and PBM could watch it is we would stop the film, have a conversation for a half an hour, watch it
took,
15
it took
minutes.
Us 4 hours to watch it because we had to sit there and pause it and like, tear the shit out of it for like half an hour. Then we could watch another half-hour section and tear the shit out of that for half an hour. And then
my worst movies of all time. I'm funny because movies that I see that just make me angry. There's movies I see that make me angry, and then after I've done the movie, I have to go for a walk or something because I'm so fucking furious. Really high up there is English Patient. The English Patient takes like a huge...
Maddening.
Fucking...
Oh, Crazy Redhead just reminded us of People Under the Stairs.
Yes, People Under the Stairs.
Which Burn in Hell.
Yes.
Die, Gert Redhead.
And the hair liked that movie.
The hair piece liked that movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, technically, he said it was okay.
Yeah. Well, he didn't mind.
I still want the 2 hours of my life back.
Okay. Anyway, in any case.
Refund.
No, but in all seriousness, The English Patient is a movie that just made is like a living lumshavak. I just my whole world is embraced.
Woman cheats on her husband and then glorified for
hours. I'm a different woman in India. No, you're a slut in America. You're a slut there. Fuck you senseless cow.
Then there's Happiness about a child molester.
Yeah,
Happiness. Sean loved that one.
I've never seen that one.
Awesome movie. It's
okay.
So good.
I will say it's that it so is extremely good. Well made.
It
however,
is so much
it's
tension.
On Jean's like, I hate it
oh
list
my God,
because it is just a horrible fucking film. Sim rents it, brings it over, I'm there, and the guy like starts jerking off to a teen magazine. I'm like, well, that's it for me. I'm fucking leaving.
Happiness. It has a cartoon cover.
Oh my God, is it brutal.
It's brutal.
I came, Dad, this movie.
Oh
my God. Fuck, it's just bad. I just
but it's really well done.
It is very well done. I
recommend it to everyone.
I have seen films.
Well, so is English Patient. Amazingly well done. Cinematography up the ass.
Really
it's
well
a terrible
done.
Fucking film.
Yeah.
I swallowed my own tongue watching that film.
Which one?
English Patient?
Yes.
Oh, why? Out of boredom? Or just to make it make
oh,
it,
it is. It's kind of boring, but it's not.
Jamie, I break.
No more sound effects, please. it sounds like it's the Bridges of Madison County, where it's basically a nice pandering thing for those baby boomers who are just starting to get real sick with their marriages and cheating's not so bad.
If you're a female
and watch it, you'd probably just love it.
What's wrong with the film?
Apparently, there's speaking of terrible movies, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Apparently, there's a scene.
I've never seen it.
That was terrible.
I haven't seen.
Certain things should never be made into live action. I think Dr. Seuss drawings should be one of them.
Apparently, that's something that slipped by the promotional department or whatever. Apparently, in the scenes of Whoville, before the Grinch comes down, there's a scene of a key party.
Key party.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You'll have to explain yes. this.
A key party is when you
key
go...
Key party. Or key.
No, a
or
key party. Okay. A key party, for all of those listening who don't know what a key party is...
A key party is... swinging 70s.
Well, it's still a big thing today. You go to a party, you drop your keys in a big bowl. At the end of the night, the girls come up, grab a set of keys... That's who they go home with that night.
Oh, I see.
And consequently, fuck. It's not like that guy drives them home. That guy takes him to his house and fucks the shit out of her.
Uh-huh.
That's the plan. And this is why the joke is made.
How exactly is this depicting the Grinch who's...
Stole Christmas.
How exactly is this
depicting
that movie?
You just see them basically, they're like throwing their keys into a bowl.
You see the bowl of keys. And it's being passed around and people putting their keys in it.
So this is the lemon also.
Ron Howard. I saw that. The only thing I thought was, you know, they're not going to drive. Like, yeah, drinking. I've heard that's a drinking driving anti-drinking driving
tactic. Too much of a coincidence.
That's the excuse. That's the excuse, but we don't know what it's really for.
That's awesome.
Now, I was surprised.
I will never see a bowl of keys and think about it the same way again. Okay, so if you're hosting a party and you don't want things to be misinterpreted, how exactly do you abscond with your guests' keys? Put them in a drawer?
I guess I misinterpreted my grad, because I just took my own keys out, and I had no idea. Shit.
Damn.
In any case,
could have gone home with somebody else. Parents hand down public lesson in humility to son. This is, actually, not a bad punishment. Kendrick Taylor learned a lesson he won't soon forget Tuesday afternoon. At least that's what his parents are hoping. For 2.5 hours, from 2 to 4:30 p.m., the 11-year-old was made to stand on the grass in front of his family's ranch-style home in Derbyshire Road, holding a cardboard sign his mother made. It says, "I'm a thief. I steal from my parents." What he did is he took a dollar and some change from his parents.
And how old is he?
11 years old.
Okay, you know, I would see that sign and I would read, "My parents are assholes." That's just me.
I see what they're going for. I think I'd drive by with a paintball gun. I think it can actually damage a kid, but I actually understand.
2 hours?
I understand what they're doing.
Yes.
I think the kid's like, "Wow, I'm a thief."
It probably
gets a dollar from my parents.
Yeah, give a dog a bad name much? You know?
Yeah, like, it's kind of like, well, personally, I just do what my parents did, which was beat the living dog shit out of me. And
can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore. Who says?
The government says you'll go to jail.
Fuck off.
He's not kidding, by the way.
You can go to jail for
beating your kids.
Well, there's beating your kids. There's beating your kid. And then
you
spank
your kid.
Some places you can't even spank.
It's all groovy. They can come and try to take me then. Fucking A. Bring lunch. It's nothing personal. Oh, I understand.
Just don't jump on the mine there. Yeah. Oh shit.
Mind the yard. You know. No. The yard is mine.
The yard is mine.
The yard is mine.
Sean is on the roof.
Seriously, Sean's field expedient. How to turn the police away? You write up a note with a thumbtack on it. Says, "I've been trained in explosives. The house is booby trapped. Put it on your front door."
Isn't this how one of the Die Hard movies started?
Yeah. I mean, that's how these people do shit. Because a SWAT team will come and go, "Wow, this guy's been training booby traps and he's buying his house." I'd like a SWAT team, please. I mean, pretty much. I mean, that's
Sean gets to have it when they're
well,
done.
Well, no, the SWAT teams are all fucking, they're all trained for door entry. They're all trained in door entry. If anybody who says,
"I thought they break through walls," who's that?
That's a military search.
Okay.
That's a military search. They start at your roof and come down. Versus the cops who go in through doorways and windows, which if
very
you,
predictable.
It, first well, thing you booby trap.
It's the first thing you booby trap, so you die. Like, fucking right now, so whatever. Anyway, but the point is if
but
you can't...
But there's plenty more where those came
like,
from.
Like, if I can't smack my kid, easy enough. I just won't have kids. That's easy.
For some reason, I'm having flashbacks of our conversation about a microwave above a door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't mind me. I'm going to go put on my radioactive suit. Pop.
Yeah.
Ow.
That's just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. Like, you sit around, you look around at the world that's happening, and it's like...
It's going too far. Society is going too far the other way.
You know, I don't even bother checking what's illegal anymore. Like, I just do what I want.
Just remember...
Because you can't obey the law anyway.
I came to a conclusion today. My wife and I, Dark One... We had to go to a family dinner.
The family, dreaded family dinner.
I'm going to come in here and just read something I've just read. Just remember, if you shoot a squad full of cops, You get guns, vests, money, credit cards, and a car. It's like one-stop shopping.
anyway, but
that's pretty good.
I had to go down to the family gathering. Now, the family gathering is something I fucking dread.
Me too.
And I'm not even sure.
I think everyone does.
I'm not even sure why. And Darklyn was like, okay, we gotta go, and I'm like,
John becomes Marge.
She's got the big old
leash. I'm feeling ill.
And she's just hitting me and stuff, and it gets me in the car, and I'm like, oh, this fucking sucks. This sucks. I don't want to go. This fucking sucks. Why the fuck have I got to go? Do I make you do this shit? Do I make you come to see my family in all their fucking glory?
Sean becomes 11 years old again.
Oh, yeah. I'm whining all the fucking
way. Puts on
way.
His grumpy face.
I'm like,
I don't
fuck
wanna.
This. I don't need to get out of this fucking car. I'm comfy here. Okay?
I'm going to hold my breath till you let me go home.
So
taking out my seatbelt.
So I was. I'm not. It's unsafe.
Sean goes limp.
I'm unsafe. Can't drive. No driving.
You have to drag me.
Putting a little fucking note in the window. Help me. I'm kidnapped. You know. So I'm like, fuck, man. Fuck. So the Gandhi shit isn't working. The note isn't working. None of that shit's working. So I'm like, fuck. So we're driving in. She's all mad. Right. She's all mad. And, why are you, I says, well, I don't make you do stuff. And she goes, well, why do you have to keep telling me that you don't want to go? I know you don't want to go. Stop telling me that. And I'm like, well, fuck, you're not listening. I don't want to go. And then so we started thinking, well, where's this coming from? Which I'm cool. I'm into understanding
where's what coming from?
That my hatred of going.
Oh, okay.
And I've determined.
Because it sucks.
It sucks, but why does it suck? Like, it's more than just it sucks. And then we chased it around in little circles, and we come up with the problem that I have a problem with authority. Which sounds fairly obvious.
Really?
You?
Are you sure?
Yes, no.
I don't
think it's true.
I don't think it would be so bad if you weren't related to these people. You could have fun while you go.
Authority, either perceived or not. Like my own parents?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, they don't try shit with me.
You see, that's the thing. They have no authority over you.
But I view them as having authority over me. See, it's perceived authority, right?
Because after all, it's kind of indirect.
It's
if
indirect.
You don't do what they want, then you got the so line.
Back to you through Dark One or
well, it's not like Dark One, but she'd like cry or be upset, and which is
wouldn't work
unacceptable, oh, right? I can't do that shit.
This is the exact same shit. Like, a woman crying doesn't have power over a man. Ladies, if you don't think it does...
Well, no, it's not like Dark One's sitting there, oh, Sean doesn't want to go, I'll simply turn on the waterworks and get him to do my bidding. That's not the way it works, right?
Like, I didn't say it was like a conscious thing.
No.
It's just we're fucked when you do that.
Well, no, all decent guys are fucked when you do that. But it's like, I'm like, whatever, fuck, okay. So, I've determined that I have an aggression problem, and...
No,
it's true. No, I ever since the Happy the Crackhead, I've determined that I probably have an aggression problem. And I think it might be true that I have a problem with authority, too. So, they say this is
deep,
meaningful
shit. And when did you come to this realization,
Sean?
Hang on.
This is some
today?
Yes. Actually, today, I realize that.
We should have told him.
There's a phrase that goes with this observation.
Let me guess, is it... Duh?
It's called a keen grasp of the obvious.
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever. But, yeah, so apparently I have a problem with authority, which is true. I do.
First step is admitting it.
I just don't think I have a problem with authority. I have a problem with people who think they have authority over me.
Well, yeah.
That's my problem.
I have no problem doing anything that I think is reasonable. And I'm not entirely unreasonable. You know, I understand there's certain things I have to do.
Yeah.
Certain ways I have to behave, certain things that are expected of me. I have no problem with any reasonable requests.
Like not actually killing the little pukes on
no,
the
no,
bus.
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm actually being serious
for
a change. I have no problem. However, when somebody places me in an unreasonable situation or places in what I feel to be an unreasonable request, you have a better chance of getting the fucking mountain to move than you do getting me to do it.
Well, with the right amount of artillery.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what it's going to take.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of shit that goes on, and people are like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. They just roll over. You ever notice now people ask you, do you rent your own? People go, oh, I rent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh. Okay.
Hang on. Like, you've been a mall, eh? Oh, do you rent your own? How much do you make a year? You know, la 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 la
blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, yeah, I made this much, la, 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 la.
That's because people are used to it.
What the fuck businesses are yours? Exactly. Now, this is my point. People,
they're being worn down.
If they came into your house and said, yeah, we're going to take everything you own and throw you on the street, you go, what the fuck? Why?
It's too far.
Because it's too far. But it's the baby steps. It's the little pushes, you see. And people come up to me and they go, Sean, yeah, we need to get, you know, do you rent your own? Fuck off! You don't need to know that. Whoa, holy shit. You know what I mean?
They're surprised by that reaction because everyone else just rolls over.
Yeah, everyone just rolls over and takes it. And I go, no, 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 no. You don't need to know that shit. Don't fucking ask me that again.
I had a situation at, what the hell is it called? Radio Shack. I went in there to buy batteries.
Oh, fuck. They're the worst.
I went in there.
Every time you go in there.
I went in to.
What's your phone number?
This is no fucking joke. I went in there to buy batteries. And I went, none of your business. And his manager, or like the unit manager or whatever, is fucking there. So, well, I'm afraid I have to ask. Well, I'm afraid you can't get an answer. And the guy goes, is there some problem here? I go, yeah. I refuse to tell you my address. I refuse to tell you my phone number. I refuse to give my name. Not without sodium pentothal and the rubber hoses.
I just recently moved. I'm not getting those Radio Shack things anymore. I recently moved, and I will never give them my name or phone number ever again.
We need this for your records.
Why? We just try to do this to serve you better. You can't serve me better.
Yeah, sort of like Ceausescu did.
You can't serve me better. I don't want anything from you. I want my fucking batteries, and I want to leave.
So we want to listen in on your house so we know the conversations you're having around the table so we know how to serve you better.
Yeah, that's
sort of like the Nazis. Yeah, we just put the little tattoos on the Jews' arms to serve them better.
Yeah, with a side of rice and some nice soap. You know, give me a fucking brace. You know, how to serve man. It's a cookbook.
It's a cookbook.
What movie is that from?
That's from a Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone episode.
Okay.
It's also from a Simpsons episode.
I knew that.
Okay, it was never from a Simpsons episode. It was from an original Rod Serling.
And then they parodied it on the Simpsons.
Okay. But it is, yeah. That makes me insane when people go, oh, Rolling Stones did a cover of Painted Black.
Calm down.
Suddenly my age is showing, and right after I take my dentures out, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
With my dentures.
You know?
Hey, look, he's twitching.
Wow. Behold, I smite you with the jawbone of an ass. I don't get that. That's okay. You know, holy fuck.
And from the book of Going Too Far Yet Again, School Kids, City School Band Students from Playing Tag.
Oh
my God!
What?
You know,
bad touch.
Because they're not allowed to touch each other anymore.
Show me on the doll where the Batman touched you.
Bad.
What are you talking about? They're not allowed to touch. This isn't real, is it? This is for real. Where?
Because you know,
it's got to be like Montana or Colorado.
West Annapolis.
Raise a healthy child if you let them touch each other.
Oh,
then they'll learn that they can come into physical contact.
Look at what happened in the Amazon.
Sex and dancing and things.
That's right.
You know what?
Just think about it.
Person in this room, and I grew up just in time.
Yes, I think so. Before they got the name tags in the school with your social insurance number, and you have to wear it at all times, and the clear plastic bags on your back so they can see if you're bringing a gun into school.
Yeah.
Surveillance cameras everywhere.
Also, don't forget the corporate sponsorship on the
corporate
name tag.
Corporate sponsorship on your books.
On the books, on the name tags, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's in your locker.
Okay. And no allowed
Hang
to touch
where,
each other.
Where is this?
West Annapolis. I don't know where that
be Maryland.
Is.
That would be Maryland?
Maryland. Why am I not fucking surprised?
They have a no-touching policy in the school. You know how fucked up these kids are going to be when they grow up?
I would love to go down
like
there.
Like how repressed that they're going
to be. You put one index finger on their shoulder, and they're going to be like,
oh, yeah.
What was that?
Personal space!
These people are all going to be in therapy.
I'm not touching you.
Wait, no. It's okay. We got this handle. Disadvantage into advantage. Disadvantage into advantage. The cult motto.
Let's hear this one, baby.
This is my mantra, my own personal mantra.
Let's hear it, baby.
Okay.
These are just future recruits.
No. You're thinking too far ahead.
Okay.
There are a lot of people in cult between the ages of 14 and 18 years old. A lot. Get your ass to Maryland. Get your ass to Maryland. Why? Because you will have an entire school of wickedly sexually oppressed fucking nubile youngsters who are in your age range. All you'd have to do is walk up to one chick and blow on her neck. And she will turn to shit right there. That'll be the end of it. Just kind
John,
of,
you do that to me, I'll turn to shit.
Just nibble a little bit. Just on the back. just kiss them, you know, they'd be like, oh, wow, this is a strange sensation I have with these lotions.
Show me of this more of your earth thing called kissing.
This is like bad 70s softcore alien porn. Okay?
Paint me green.
What is this urge I'm feeling?
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I want to feel dirty. You know? This would be amazing.
Because after all,
absolutely.
Anything you make wrong,
that's what
makes
I do.
It oh so much better.
Oh, yeah, that'll be just get in and just be like, ah. Lick their little earlobes. You know, yeah, you like that? Don't you? Come on. That's it. Now, I'm going to smack your ass. Now, you smack mine. Do it. Do it. You know you want to cut? Harder! Harder! You know? That'd be just, oh, yeah.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Say it. Come on, say it. Now, let's talk about mother's milk. Okay. You know, this would be illegal. This would be illegal to do on a plane in Denmark. Okay. In any case... All your fluid transfer are belong to us. You bet. Oh, fuck yeah, man. I mean, if I was an 18-year-old in that school, I would be fucking them six ways from Sunday. I've never been touched, and I... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, you little cheerleader, you. Absolutely.
Record ecstasy bust near Chien. An Israeli citizen... Chien, sorry. An Israeli citizen was arrested after a highway patrol trooper found 147 pounds of ecstasy in his rental car.
Some people take speed, some people take coke, other people take ecstasy!
State law enforcement officials say it was the largest single seizure of the drug on U.S. highways. I can't believe that.
147
on U.S. highways.
Oh, shit, it's an elementary school. Decker Paley just tapped me on the shoulder.
It's an elementary school.
Decker Paley just tapped me on the shoulder and said, Sean, it's an elementary school.
Yeah,
we got to wait.
No
problem.
They're going to be in high school eventually.
Yeah, that's right. And the minute those kids hit grade 8, hi, I've been in I'm just starting puberty, and I've never been touched my entire life. The bathrooms are going to be pretty big. Yeah, that's all I got to say. Take a number.
Sean is a bad man.
Bad man.
Who said that?
The roaster.
I'm not a bad man. I'm just being honest. I'm more worried about these fucking kids because that will fuck you up. You ever see what a kid like? You know what the funny thing is? The science fiction show called Alien Nation used to be on.
Yeah,
oh,
I saw that.
That
yeah, it's a cool
show.
Like that too.
Yeah, very cool show. In that show though, they said that they took some of the people and did this like SS thing with them, where they took some of the aliens and made them like the Uber aliens.
Right. Yeah.
To overseers they were called. One of the things they did was they took them, they had them learned completely by computers, and they weren't allowed to be touched from the age of, like, 5 or 6, like, from when they take them, all the way up to when they're an adult, so that they become disassociated and disconjointed with everyone else, so they feel they're really into themselves. Mm-hmm. If you do not touch if you don't touch a dog, what happens to the dog if it has no human contact? Okay, now this is taking it to a extreme. The dog goes vicious, okay? You take a child, okay, which in every single culture, like a child injures itself or a child feels bad, what does it do? It runs immediately to a parent and wishes to be held.
Well, actually, all primates are like that. They've done this with monkeys.
Well, any animals.
They've kept it separated from like all other people. Like all they do is they feed the monkey and water it. They give it everything it would need except for any type of physical contact or emotional response. Mm-hmm. The animals are so fucked up. They usually don't live more than 2 to 3 years before they die from stress.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they say, like, smokehouse just said in the IRC, man. It's like, you don't touch a child, it dies.
Okay.
Now, people are like, well, that's the parents' responsibility. I understand that. Okay, I understand that. But there's a lot of fucked up parents who aren't touching their kids. Okay, there's a lot of fucked up people, generally, who touch their kids too much.
How screwed up is it to not allow children that are friends to come into any
Old
kind of
hands.
Physical contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know,
I'm sorry,
play
you
Ring
can't
Around
play
the Rosie.
Barbies
Ring Around the Rosie is illegal in that school.
Yes, it is.
Ring Around the Rosie was illegal.
When I was
grabbing each
games.
Other's hands and spinning around in a circle.
Yeah.
When I was
ruled out all the fun parts of being a little kid.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't need those things anyway because, you know, children are like little adults.
That's right. Sorry, and they're just going to sit on the internet all day.
If we can sit in offices and not touch
games.
Each other all day, it's got to be good for the kids,
okay,
right?
Okay,
not having sex.
I mean, I'm sorry. If I ever do have kids, I'm going to find where the water of life is so my kid gets born with all knowledge of a Bene Jesuit mother. But that's just me. Okay, I'm fully into that. I think it's cool. But
shaking hands.
For crying out loud, like, you know, you got to treat a child like a child. Like, I'm not really into kids. Kids scare the fuck out of me because that's, like, way too much responsibility for me. And
worse than a dog.
Oh, it's way worse than a dog. I have, of course, they won't die, which is handy because my dog's always
of course
die.
It's way worse than a dog. You don't have to pay for a dog's education.
That's right. I haven't seen my two nephews for a year. I have not seen my two nephews for a year because just the way my schedule was, the way the kids' schedule was. Yeah. I've talked to them on the phone, but I have not seen my nephews in over a year. They came over the other morning to pick something up with my brother. The kids came in the house. Both of them were clamped onto my fucking legs in 4.5 seconds. I had two children growing on my legs.
My little nephews are like that shit, too. Like, Taylor and Kyle, they're like, can we come over and build robots? I'm like, oh, fuck. No, you're young and you're loud and you break stuff. You don't remain interested in anything for more than 10 minutes, which is worse than the people who visit Slashdot. You're worse than a bunch of fucking penguin Nazis.
Almost as bad as us.
You know, and I can't swear around you.
That's the hard part, isn't it?
It is the hard part. Because it is. Get this, last weekend, my friend's nephew had a birthday party at Burger King. We dropped by to give him a toy. And somebody asked me a question. I said, fuck if I know. A room full of little children. They had to be 2 and 3.
Like,
I've got to admit it. I'm the first one.
I haven't heard that word before. It's really short, though.
I have a potty mouth, and sometimes it just gets out of control.
Now, I grew up in Brooklyn. I didn't know how to speak without a profanity until I was 25.
I thought that was a verb.
Well, personally, the whole concept
and a noun.
The whole concept of bad words is completely medieval to me, and I think it's
medieval actually.
Yeah, groovy.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Psychoanalysis by girl on the left.
Yeah. Actually, it is medieval.
It's the thin end of the wedge that leads to republicanism.
Actually, what it apparently comes from is basically words like fuck were like old English words, and then
fornication under the consent of the king.
But the thing, but no, seriously, like words like then shit and all these, like, you think about them, they're nice and short. Usually, words that are that short and that simple are, you know, really old English words, like things that go back in the English language for a long, long time.
A good study of banned words is actually rap music.
Originally, when the sort of Brit, the court, you know, the sort of the nobles, they started learning, you know, when it was French and Latin, that's how you showed sophistication, and it was too crass to use, you know, if you could use a word like fornication, which is nice and Latin-y sounding, it was so much cooler than saying fuck.
How does anyone say, how do you
say eventually
fuck in
this
French?
Fuck.
I think they understand.
Anyone out there know baiser, how to say...
As the verb is baiser, which you have to be careful because it can also mean kiss, depending on context.
No, if I grab someone, throw them up against the wall and go, I'm going to fuck you up, I don't think they're going to think I'm going to kiss them.
It's a very universal word. If you watch like a Hong Kong movie or an Indian movie, and they're fuck. It's like that.
Yep.
It's so funny. But if you watch rap videos, watch them a while back, and you can hear all the words that they censor now because they make up new words all the time for all the things that they can't say on TV. And as soon as people catch on, they have to censor those words too. It's very funny. Oh, we found all the white people found out that that's actually a swear word, so we've got to censor that one now too.
A lot of interesting... things have, just as a footnote, a lot of people are wondering, oh, Sean, I sent in my application to cult and you haven't processed it. Reason why is because we don't have a method to submit to the new site yet. APOC was working on it and he's got some shit down, and we've got like 40 or 50 applications sitting there. So there you go, tricks are for kids. Just be cool. Alright?
Also, it takes at least 48 hours for it to travel through Sean's digestive system.
Yeah, which is, you know.
Until it ends up at the other end.
So, what's the next story?
Judas 17 sent this in specifically for Dak. And you can go to it on the IRC. There, it's posted in there.
How do I get to it over here?
Just double-click it. Where it says beside my name, Sumerian, down there, three up.
Tech support with IRC on what the hell?
There, double click. No, the URL. Not me. No. Oh, no, you've all fucked it up. Let me do it.
That's a hell of a
tool.
Come
on, Dak.
Oh,
way to go, man.
Is radio. There it is.
Dak, our resident newbie.
I'm a Luddite. Leave me alone. Nobody loves me.
We care. We do. We care.
Anyways, my socks have pockets.
Your socks have pockets.
I figure we need something to call the airtime until we get
to the
thing.
Did you put weight in them or scroll up and down and read it? It's too big for the screen.
Wow,
it was happening all too frequently.
Guess where I got him.
Dak got mad at the man who sat comfortably on the crowded bus for forcing women to stand, so he slit their throats and dumped them in the aisle. But women who never appreciated this act of chivalry forced him to kill them, too. Before long, it was just him and the driver, who by now is frantically trying to radio for help. In the end, Dak wound up driving himself to work. Public transit in this town sucked.
Can we print that out? I want that printed out so Dak can put it up at his house.
And I've got another one that he sent in, too.
Which is what?
I'm going to paste that in there. It says, if I only had a shotgun, you'd be on the ground with a hole in your face. Ever wonder what hell is like? Could be that you're in it already. A whole bunch of bus stuff he sent in for you. Hilarious.
Well, actually, tonight is my last, for a very long time, possibly, Kiss the Loser Cruiser.
Why am I giving you a ride again?
All aboard!
You hear me now? See you next week.
Hello. This is like I said, this is my last Loser Cruiser tale for I do not know how long, because the buses
going
on strike here.
Indefinite hiatus.
I've heard two things. Within the next 2 weeks or until September.
And how long did they go on strike for last time?
2 months.
That's a long time.
Yep, I am fucked. I'm probably going to get...
On the upside, they're getting rid of the gas tax.
Yep, I'm probably going to...
Possibly.
Possibly going to
woo-hoo.
Be laid off in the next little while.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, that's okay. I've been on...
No wheels, no job, you're fucked!
No, I'm going to go on EI and become an EI ski member.
I am, like me. I've been on EI
tax
since
life,
November 30th, and I'm loving
everybody
it.
Wants to be in tax life.
I had an interesting incident that did happen on Thursday.
Now, this is interesting because one of the call members also had an incident happened on this Thursday, and this is related.
Yes, this
what
is.
What a small world it is.
Your uncle Dak was on the SkyTrain, which is our mass transit system here, and I'm just about to get off at Joyce Station. So I'm standing up, I'm standing by the doors, when all of a sudden the train breaks hard. Your uncle Dak bounces into the glass partition beside the thing, which fortunately was there, and so he did not end up in the lap of some unsuspecting soul, squishing them into a small, fine-like paste.
With their own gravitational.
So pills. We're, like, wondering what the hell happened, and everyone's kind of like, whoa, what the hell? And we've stopped, and we're not actually inside the station. We're right just outside the station, mm-hmm. though a couple of the cars are actually in it. Our two cars, however, are hanging out just on top of the track, just wondering what the hell's going on here. And all of a sudden we get on the overhead. Please stand by. There's been an object tossed onto the track. There's a small emergency. We're taking care of it. Please do not panic nor attempt to leave the vehicle. Please stay in the cars. We will be getting to you momentarily.
I just love the way those SkyTrain guys have their speeches prepared.
I would have just come on and said,
yeah,
like,
small object on the track.
45 minutes later.
Oh, my God. What an inconvenience.
They let us off. They won't let us get near the front of the SkyTrain because they actually had to get, apparently, the car in front of us. We found out afterwards because we were talking to the people from the car in front of us. There was a woman inside the train who was standing up like I was.
Yeah.
And whereas I'm large and heavily padded and able to bounce into large objects.
That's
and then
interesting
just
way of putting it, heavily
keep,
padded.
And,
heavily
and
padded.
Keep standing without too much difficulty. Old, fragile bones or not. And this woman apparently fell over and, like, went sliding down
the... It's time for the Spirit of Whistler shuffleboard game.
Yeah, it's like...
One word.
Roll the old person into the tube. So, you know, old person out, you know, so...
Yeah, old person
but
loaded, old person
they
away.
They would not let us actually...
Old person in the water.
Once we got, they got us out, which it took four people to, like, you know, have us actually step down onto a step that they had standing by, okay. And we could walk along. There's like a little, I don't know, pathway.
There's a bit of a walkway along the
walkway, which is actually kind of spooky because, I mean, you're looking down and it's, if you're scared of heights, this would be an uncomfortable situation. And they got us out and it was no problem. That was it. It turned, they would not let us, however, get near the front of the train to see why. They were like all standing.
You can't see the object that was tossed in the front of the train.
And it turns out that it was some young person, I don't know his name, he's like 15 years old or something like this, who decided through either accident, misadventure, or through his own act of stupidity, that not only was he going to take his own life, he was also going to find a way to inconvenience as many people as possible while doing it.
Hey, you want to make the news, right?
He did a shitty job. I mean, if I was going to inconvenience a lot of
there's
people,
there's a much better way.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Rich. Wow. Bridges
mean
are good.
Main and
good.
Terminal?
Yeah.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
Crowded right. City street.
Like, pick up a rifle?
Yes.
You know?
Coliseum.
Right during in the middle of an intersection?
Sports event?
Yeah, oh yeah. Run around the downtown core with a rifle. Wow, that place
have
got locked
fun.
Down. Yep.
Shut down.
So he didn't get quite as many people as you possibly could with a little forethought. he just inconvenienced, you know, us transit.
Well, there's
riders.
Not a lot of really cool ways to kill yourself on spur of the moment, you know. Like,
yeah,
it does take,
stepping
he
in
just
front
of, sat there and just went, oh, fuck it, and jumped. Well, he's
you know,
not
you
getting
can't really,
a lot of his
you can't really blame him there. He's not doing all that wafy, you know, suicide. If he left a note and planned it all out and added there and he was just going to, you know, well, as I like to do, the snap, crackle, pop, where, you,
yeah.
you know, you hit the track, snap, crackle, 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 up a billion volts, and then pop, train hits you. you know, that's it's kind of a cool way to do it. And a lot of people think that, Sean, that's pretty fucking cold, man. No, like, that's some cold shit. I mean, this kid died.
I wouldn't trust this guy trying to kill me.
Oh, fuck, it'll do you in.
Would it?
There's like, oh, fuck, yeah, there's like seven every year, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of people dust.
I trust a real train.
We're not just talking about...
yeah, lay on the track.
See, the way the tracks are set, the way the wheel carriage is set on those trains, you're not actually going to, like, get hit and go under like
yeah.
you would with a train. You're going to be squished under
mm-hmm.
because there's not a lot of space for you to really go.
Yeah, you've
anywhere.
Got like 3 inches.
Right.
Because so a real train, you actually have just enough.
Who cleans that shit up? Like, that's some messy shit.
It all depends on whoever's closest. Like, whoever cleans up the
accidents on the highway.
The accidents, they actually
medic
clean
would know
up
that.
The mess as well.
I wonder. I
medic
wonder,
doesn't do that.
I wonder
does
if they keep anything.
No. Okay.
You ever wonder about that?
Gold teeth, maybe.
They keep stuff.
Teeth, fingers.
Souvenirs. Ears. You know?
big string
ears.
Ears,
yeah, just like Diablo.
Ears. They got like a collection of hands.
Hands?
They get home and they
couldn't
feel
find the hand.
They get home.
Must have been severed.
They feel lonely and so they hold the hand. and just helps them feel like more
morbid
more
mood today.
And stuff.
What's,
Who do I push?
Oh, I don't know what happened there.
You
want to go back to the IRC?
Yeah.
Okay, just click the yellow IRC, the red one, red, blue, green at the bottom there.
Just don't take four out of that.
All right. But so in tribute to this, let's play the Suicide Rant.
That's right. On the Rant Radio while we fix DAC.
What? What the fuck? Those US-40. You're now in line, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works. Okay, that's right, it's Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Right on Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone who's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this was wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some art friends, you little fuck. Watch some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No, wait, I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Corsica as a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill the kids in front of them. Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb, it's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons, so many other things you could fucking do, but no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? What it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth! Look at what he said! He said that they should kill themselves! They should kill other people! What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing! The same thing! Everybody in denial. La la, fucking la. My world consists of Gap Jeans commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists in a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. Alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There is 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man! There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China! There's like a billion people in China! Granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them, but at any one given time, there's still more people in the fucking jail. So, what's the solution? What's the solution here? Not negativity, we have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's gonna die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know this. So what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the Koch banner. We'll have ourselves, everyone will download brainwashing, and we'll lie up next. Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all move in there, throw up a slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms. We all go back out. Thanks for coming out. We're the bastion of civilization. Thank you. Write a new law. That's how fucking gross and hot. Okay, whatever it takes. The bottom line is people have to start communicating with fucking people. Begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay? So that's all I had to say about that.
The famous suicide ring.
Yeah, that shit is going to follow me and right into my ground. You know, that'll
be like chiseled on your tomb.
Don't kill yourself.
Kill other people.
The MTV people are like, what was this thing about a God box?
I don't know who said that.
That was me.
Sean, are you selling out for $150 million? Fuck yeah. Where do I sign?
Give me the right amount of money. I will scrape my legs for anyone.
People are so fucking finicky. They're like, you know, if somebody came up and offered me $100 million, okay, to sell Gap, I would take it and sell Gap. and everyone would have put out this big public outcry. Show sold out. Now, if I took that $100 million, put it towards mecha research, okay, built mechs, and then made the whole thing open source so it wasn't proprietary, they'd be like, Show it to God again.
Wait a minute now. Now, make sure you set aside a certain amount of that for the two-headed cat research.
Yeah, don't forget that in your glory.
See, like, there's... but cat in a box. That's the thing. People are so short-sighted, man. They don't
I'm
see the
sorry,
big picture.
For $100 million, I would blow a dead goat.
Oh, you've gone low.
Do it for a whole lot less.
Six visual I got.
Yeah.
You do it for two figures.
How much would it cost? How much would it cost for you to have sex with a corpse?
Oh, my.
I don't know exactly how well.
Dollar figure, how much would it cost for sex with a corpse?
Again?
Do I get caught? Or seriously, like how much would it cost? How much would it cost for you to have sex
Is there video involved?
No, it could be exploited.
Right? How fresh is the corpse?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a book at the SFU bookstore, which was basically, it was a survey taken asking people questions like this, like, how much, you know, if you had a choice between, you know, getting... If you had the choice of getting $1 million for having sex with a prostitute who you knew had AIDS and had, like, a large weeping sore, you know, in the genital region, would you do it? And they have, like, percentages of who said yes and no.
No.
There are people that say yes. They're like, $1 million? How about $10 million? How about $100 million?
Everyone has a price. I don't like getting paid for it. I'm not going to do it.
But you'd have fun in the time between you had sex and the time you die.
I'd have to do some research on that first.
Actually, do I have a couple of shots of, what the hell is that shit called? Girl on the left, do you remember the name of it? The drug that they now have for
heroin.
Within 24 hours, it basically will take care of AIDS or the HIV virus.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one.
I did hear about that,
and they were scared that everyone was just going to take shots and go crazy again.
Yeah, no, this stuff...
Back to the 70s we go!
No, this stuff will make you sick. I've had to take it when we had a patient in the hospital who might have had AIDS.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, bleed all over everybody.
The side effects are not good.
No, you're sick for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
I guess what makes your immune system just go...
So
like
make sure you
sky high, I
make
guess,
sure
yeah.
that 12 hours, that 24-hour period is a good fucking party because you're going to pay for it for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
You got the 42-hour detox. So then you can fuck as many prostitutes with open weeping sores as you want.
It doesn't last for a long time.
Oh,
it's like
that? Smack! Oh, your fucking ear came off. That's some sick shit.
I have some more details on that SkyTrain guy.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Decker Pseudo sent in a few details. His name was Moaz Azam. He was 16, and he was a friend of his. He went to school, and he left a note.
Shitty, man.
And that's all he said.
I'm sorry, dude. My sister committed suicide. My nephew committed suicide. My girlfriend tries to commit suicide every...
And now Jack was on this sky train, and this kid committed suicide.
Fuck, I don't even know you, man. I've never even met this asshole before.
Get deep now. What are you doing?
It's just a bad fucking sign. You know, Desmond, you fucking kill yourself. You and loaning your books out again?
Yes.
The fuck are
Those
you doing?
Those were evil. Weren't they declared? Yep. They were sealed?
They were all sealed and shit. Fucking guy, leave him alone. The restricted library access pass. What does he do? Fucking takes out a bunch of books, moves to Canada. You know?
It was, no, my seriously, I'm not making it up. My nephew, when he's the day he got divorced, he went into the garage and he hung himself.
Mm.
The day he got divorced?
Yeah.
He signed
the papers. My sister comes home.
Have some guilt.
He is hanging from the rafters. The rope and his neck had stretched so much.
Did he have a credit card?
He was touching the ground when she got home.
He should have been like one of them chicks with the little rings. African chicks.
So he broke his neck.
Yeah, broke his neck.
And how?
Then my sister, who's also got, what the hell is that called? There's I can't think of the name of it. It's like constant mono or whatever it is. Like you're totally exhausted all the time.
Okay.
There was a name for it. It was really big.
Depression? Or
no, no, not.
Constant fatigue syndrome?
Yeah, fatigue, yeah, yeah, yeah. Syndrome. So between that and my...
chips
Unfortunately, no chips.
Who's a sexy girl?
That and my
kind of
my sister takes an overdose of her medication, and she never wakes up again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So
after finding
anybody
dead,
on purpose or not on purpose,
she may have done it on purpose, may not. She didn't leave a note.
Have
but this was
too.
Like about 2-3 years
ago.
Too.
As long as it's suitable for your diet, I mean,
oh,
the ingredients
I think so.
Are on there somewhere.
I'm hungry enough that it's okay.
My good, my
cookies and cake and stuff.
Are you done?
Still.
Are you done with that? Go ahead.
No, I just going to say that anybody who commits suicide, if you think that the people you leave behind are going to spend their days, whenever they think of you, that they're going to basically go, oh, if only I had treated them better, you're wrong.
No, they'll think
what is going to happen is every time they think of you, every time they have a memory of you, they're going to think, wow, what a selfish fucking asshole that he did this to his friends and family. So take that into account the next time you're thinking about stepping in front of a train.
Yeah, it's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, I had a good buddy of mine failed his flight exam, and his suicide note, he put a magnet on the fridge, and it was, have you found the body yet? I mean,
sense of humor about it.
Yeah, well, he was kind of a little dark, but, yeah, it's pretty bleak, you know, suicide, final option.
A couple of weeks ago,
I don't understand.
Some guy left some flowers and some food for the policeman that found his body.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty good.
You know what I don't understand? Okay,
sorry
let's
for the inconvenience.
Somebody
there
probably
no
somebody. Some food. Yeah, they're really gonna feel like eating.
Well,
no. I'm sorry. Do you know what happens to a corpse when it dies? It kind of loses control a little bit, shall we say?
All right. Well,
they're getting used to it by now.
Somebody probably listening has thought of suicide. Maybe somebody listening right now.
Probably a lot of people.
Yeah, probably a lot of these guys. I mean, they're
it's like 90% of people that.
Yeah,
contemplated at some point in time.
Yeah, so there could be people going through it and thinking about it.
All
right,
well, let's get a kind of a quick.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't want anybody to be doing the big fucking thing here. I don't want to see that. But I just think that if you're going to kill yourself,
they'll
right?
It if they want.
If you want to kill yourself,
yeah.
Wouldn't you like? Okay, I'm going to die, so now I'm free. Right? I can do whatever the fuck I please now because I'm going to die, so it doesn't matter.
It depends on your religion.
No, well, exactly, right? Well, every religion, no one really digs suicide unless you're, like, Arabic and you're doing it for Allah or some shit.
True.
In which case, you get the 40 virgins and the 10, right? But I'm just like...
Inexperienced squeamish women.
Okay, like, okay, I'm divorced.
Sad.
Dark one goes all sideways, okay, and she decides she's going to divorce me, which would fuck my world up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd be all fucked up. And, but, I mean, I'm deciding, well... Guess I'm going to fucking do myself in here because my life doesn't mean shit anymore. You know, la, 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 whatever. Would I just go out to the barn and stretch myself? Fuck no. I'd make sure that the credit cards were maxed first. I'd be like, yeah, bring some call girls over. Okay, I'll be fucking spent when I stretch. You can bank on that shit. Okay, that's how that is. I'll be leaving some Maxo shit. I'd be driving around in my car. I'd fucking have a head full of acid lying on the beach. Fucking be great. Woohoo! Party on, Garth. If the shit kills me, right on. I was going that way anyway.
Do the Nick Cage and Leaving Las Vegas thing. Go to the liquor store with a shopping cart.
Yeah, I don't understand these. They get all depressed and they just go in the room and kill themselves. Have some fun before you
well,
do
I kinda
it.
I kind of like the Leaving Las Vegas idea. Just drink yourself to death. Hey, he enjoyed
it. It's a shitty way to die. It's a shitty high. Really
yeah.
Shitty high. I almost did it. It was really bad. Oh, it's bad. You're all sloggy. Oh, it's just bad.
It all depends. A lot of people actually enjoy
it. It depends on the drunk
point.
You are, too. It
yeah.
Depends on the drunk you are, right? I mean, if I was going to do it, how would I do it?
I'd get a couple of pieces and walk into a Hell's Angel club. When I knew they were armed, I tried to take as many of the fuckers with me as possible.
Oh, I see
that's
body armor in your future, though.
Uh-huh.
No, I think
just to prolong
if
things.
I had to do it, like, you have to kill yourself. How would I do it?
Oh. I was in New York. I know a few clubs I would hit. They're not bikers. They're family. And I don't mean my family.
Yeah,
I mean family.
Family in, like, capital
as in,
letters.
As in one of the five families.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I'd go out
as
that
in
way.
La familia.
Yeah.
La familia.
I think I'd rather, I don't know, I think I'd rather, like, rob a whole bunch of fucking Loomis trucks and, or armored cars or whatever, and then set up, like, a bunch of people, key people in cult with, like, huge cash to finance everything, and then, like build a statue or something.
Perfect.
That'd be cool.
One of my friends said he'd get a, like, a 4x4 truck and drive it through the mall right in the middle, down the center.
There we go, boys and girls. Everyone's talking, everyone's heard about lately,
smashing
there's been an increase in suicide called death by police, where you
oh,
go
yes.
to the cops
okay.
and you actually get them to kill you.
Because it's quite difficult to do it yourself. I mean, that's why most people, when they try and cut their wrists,
to kill you?
Yeah.
You egg them on in some way.
Wave a gun at a cop.
You threaten them, and then if they think you're going to kill them, they'll shoot you. It's a lot easier to threaten someone else than it is to kill yourself.
It's easier on you, too.
So there you go. Instead of doing that, follow my idea.
If you really
want to
make sure.
Various gangs, the mob, criminal organizations.
If you really want to make sure that sometime during your shootout with the cops, that you kill or injure a couple of them, because that'll really...
No.
I don't think
beside them.
That way, especially not cops. If you're going to shoot anybody, shoot, like, fucking pimps and drug dealers and shit like that.
Go hit the fucking, the cartels. What are they called nowadays? Or are they even around anymore?
I don't know.
Legitimate businessmen.
Yeah.
Legitimate businessmen club.
Seriously, go after the cartels, you know, fucking drug smugglers.
But like I said, though, the body armor is a good idea because as long as only your head is actually open there, that way you set aside all the possibility of, like, the minor wounding shots. You don't want to be laying there bleeding. That's not cool.
I got news for you, Jack. You take a shotgun blast to the leg, you're going to lie there bleeding.
True, but it's going to help you out if you're actually padded for it.
Hmm.
At least then they'll be noticing, hey, that didn't actually remove his leg.
You know what?
Let's go for the head.
I'm finding myself thinking, you know, for a few years there, like, life was pretty shitty for me in high school. There was a couple years there where I literally didn't have any friends, and yet somehow I never actually considered suicide.
Never?
Never. Because I always figured, you know, if you commit suicide, it never gets better. You never get a chance. You never get a chance to back at anybody.
Girl on the left.
You never get a chance to sort of, because you know it's going to get, you know it can't get worse.
No, trust me, girl on the left.
Somebody's pulling on something or stepping on something. Okay.
Girl on the left, never think that it can't get worse. Trust me.
Well, I know what
I'm
you mean.
I'm Irish. It
I know,
can
I know
always
what you
get
mean,
worse.
But I was, you know, in my situation, it was like, you know, I cried every fucking night, but, you know, I'm starting to find myself thinking, like, holy shit.
Wow.
I'm weird.
No, you're not, kid. A lot of people have like, a rough time growing up. They also say that especially for teenagers, it is the most emotionally trying time in your entire life. The chemistry in your brain it could not be more fucked up if you were on several drugs at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Any time you're getting unusual hormone surges through your body, you're going to be thinking strange shit. Like, ask a pregnant woman. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Ask a pregnant woman. You're on Rant Radio.
I don't know. You know. The answers are meaner than, like, ask a Ronin, you know?
I don't know.
Give me some pickles and ice cream.
I have a poem sent in.
A poem?
By Adam Thrasher, or I don't know. This was through ICQ. It's called Nose Rings. Oh, what a what a heinous thing to do. To take a nose and run it through, to pierce a hole where flesh once was. Is this not what a madman does? Your skin turns red, your nostrils swell, and when you sneeze, it hurts like hell. So wear a nose ring if you will, you stupid fucking imbecile. It was just
I knew a guy who had a stud through his cheek, okay?
Oh, fuck all. I see your stud through the cheek, and I raise you I was hanging out with one of the hardcore Satanists the other night, and he's got a fucking
barbell. Oh, just one of them. Oh, no wonder.
And this guy's got a barbell the size of a Bic pen running through the back of his neck.
Really?
Right on his fucking spine. I'm not joking. I'm like, that looked like it stung a bit. And they have the balls. They have the fucking nuts to look at me and go, oh, it doesn't hurt.
I call bullshit.
I say drugs.
Really? Hang on a minute. Tear. Did you feel that? Did you notice that one, you know? Holy fuck, man.
Because if you're in a fight, that's what the other guy's going to go for.
Nose
rings.
Pull pin and throw.
Don't wear hoop earrings. You know? Whatever you do, don't wear hoop earrings to a concert.
No.
I see any hunk of metal coming out of a person's body. I'm going to do him a favor. I'm going to take it out.
Let me remove that for you. Yeah. It's got to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I like it when I ram like a huge chunk of steel through the head of my dick and make a Prince Albert piercing. That doesn't hurt.
That makes me happy.
It makes me happy. It makes my wife even more happy.
Oh, shit, it doesn't work anymore.
Because I have screw-on attachments, you know.
Look, it vibrates.
You know, whoa, my teeth are feeling jiggly. I think there's something to do with my nerves.
For God's sake, man, did you at least use stainless steel?
I mean, shit, it's rusting.
So, I asked the guy I'm dancing with, what kind of bar is this anyway?
So, we have some that Sariot sent in.
Running Sariot?
You will experience the Ninja Burger difference.
Oh, Ninja Burger owns.
Guaranteed delivery in 30 minutes or less, or we commit seppuku. Welcome to a Ninja Burger online restaurant. And everyone in the RC should go through this. It is absolutely hilarious. They have a part in here where it's they have a ninja cookout, the corporation party, and they have pictures from it. And they also have some pictures of them delivering food. Mm-hmm. And they got caught, obviously, by the camera, and they committed seppuku immediately after because they had the pictures of it. It was just hilarious.
Seppuku is suicide.
Can you buy a t-shirt for this?
You can
Japanese
buy t-shirts
ritual
for this.
Suicide.
It's very...
Oh, that's
very
how men do it. I think women are supposed to bind their feet and their arms and they slit their necks, but for men, they're supposed to...
I thought it was not just the neck. It was supposed to be the esophagus all the way down. To the windpipe or something.
Okay, well, I'm not as familiar with what is with them because they always talk about what the sort of the men are supposed to do, which is like total disembowelment, like you know.
They what's the slice their stomach
what's
from the belly
second,
button up
what's
to their
the name of the,
sternum?
What's the name of the second part?
Intestines
what?
In a pattern.
What's the name of the second? What's it called? The person that stands by in case you feel usually
mess up
I forget that one.
No, you cry out. You know, you're supposed to do this whole thing without.
So your friend is you're supposed to do that, and then your friend is supposed to strike before you have a chance to cry out.
Okay.
Plus, it's kind of like your second.
It's the most honorable to actually die after laying it out in the proper pattern and then keel over without actually having anyone finish.
Yeah, you're supposed to actually lay all the way down so that you completely expose your back and your neck so that then your second can basically
this is
remove
honorable.
Your head.
I never understood that shit, you know? Like, here I am. I'm 12 years old. I'm watching Shogun. Okay? I'm all into this shit, right? Because between the ages of 10 and 14. Your thoughts are ninjas. So I'm like, oh, cool, samurais. Samurais can kick shit out of ninjas. Everybody knows that. Right? If the samurai sees them coming, right? That's how the hierarchy of martial arts goes.
Cannot. I saw American Ninja.
Whatever.
What about Teenage Ninja Turtles?
No. Samurais beat shit out of ninjas all the time. That's what they do. So the thing is that in Shogun, the samurai gets thrown into a pit. Another samurai comes by. And pulls out his short sword and throws it to the fucking ninja in the pit, or to the samurai in the pit. And I'm like, watching this, and I'm like, wow, you are one dumb motherfucker. Why did you do that? And just as I thought the guy who gave him the sword was a stupid bastard, the other guy takes the knife, kneels down, carves out his guts, falls over dead. And I'm like, what? I'm completely at a loss now.
Okay. But wait, you're armed.
And I'm like, Mom, I can't help but notice during this film here that the guy who was trapped in the pit was given a sword, which was a pretty decent weapon, and he, out of everything he could have stabbed with it, he chose his own belly. I'm a little confused here.
Parental guidance suggested.
I'm sorry, I need some parental intervention at this stage.
How did your mom explain seppuku?
Well, she says, this is how they do this to retain honor. And I said, honor. At this stage, I determined that honor was not something I ever wanted to possess in my life. I'm like, I see. So how does this work exactly? Well, he wasn't supposed to get caught. Okay. And he feels really bad about being caught, so he kills himself so that he doesn't shame his family. Well, why does he just, like, run away or something? Well, because that's shameful. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive, though.
Like, I'll be, you know, all on the beach, you know, drinking Mai Tais, being shameful, and my family will all be cursing my name, but I've still got, you know, bowels in, you know, as far as things go, you know what I mean? Like, it completely lost on me. It totally fucking lost on me. This is when I determined that family and tradition are bad. Because they are. They are fucking bad. I mean, it's all cool that your parents had, we gave birth to you. Fucking A, did I ask? Did I ask you to do that shit? No, you chose. And you did a goddamn shitty job of raising me, too. Okay? Holy fuck, man. Like, what's this, I'll give you something to cry about shit? What's that all about? You know? What the fuck's going on there? And for that matter, you know, I'm sorry, but me wanting to get into dance, that wasn't really a fad. Okay? I really wanted to take dance. Okay? Yeah. What the fuck? You know? And now they're like, well, you're older now, and we did the best we could. Great. You fucked up six ways from Sunday. Okay? You sent me to school. I looked like a fucking idiot. I got the living snot kicked out of me, and the only thing Dad had to say was, well, told you that would happen. Thanks for the fucking input. Thank you ever so much.
Now, computer did you get instead of a Commodore 64?
Yeah, I wanted a Commodore 64. I got an
NEC. All good kids.
I got an NEC. I'm like, motherfucker, well, you wanted a computer? No, asshole. I wanted a Commodore 64 is what I wanted. I wanted a Commodore 64. Did I get one? No. Why? This way, now I'm not a $100,000 .com millionaire. Money I didn't make. I should sue those assholes.
That's right. Yeah.
And seriously, sometimes you can get away with suing for stuff like that.
I mean,
that.
You know, I don't resent my parents. I think it's cool. I mean, they did as best they could. You know, whatever. And for them doing the best they could, I don't hate them. But I sure as fuck don't owe them anything.
Okay. I completely love my father and my mother. However, I have to say that I would not have quite as a kind idea towards my father if he had not died when I was 10 years old. He got a free pass buying it all when I was 10.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, because he got had a lot of shit to answer for.
Got out with the going was
that
good.
That whole sort of time of disillusionment during your teens.
Yep. Oh. good work, Dad. You got out while you got, well, the getting was good.
Yeah, there comes a time when you have to realize that, wow, my dad's a fucking idiot. And then once you come to that painful realization, you're able to, you know, make the right choices, you know. But I don't get that at all. People are all like, oh, my parents. This is the other thing why I hate going to family fucking gatherings. And I'm like, wow.
Back on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
That doesn't die.
There I am. There's Sean Kennedy.
That's good for a week. Okay.
The fucking man sitting on a Paisley couch surrounded by devout Mennonite brethren people talking about meaningless things about their family.
Picture it. It's zoomed in on Sean's face.
So,
goes,
Sean, how's it going down at Geeks? Are you still at Geeks? Yeah, I'm still down at Geeks there. What do you do there? I fix computers.
Are you happy?
Are you there? You know, I'm having some problems with my files,
God.
You know.
Never admit you know how to use computers. You know?
My files keep disappearing.
Well, what I'm
going to
do now is I'm going to drone on and on.
Can you look at my computer?
Okay. I just have that going on as a constant in the background behind my thoughts, which are now coming up. And these people are going on. I'm looking around. There's so many smiling people who fucking hate each other because I know all the dirt. You know, and I'm looking at the fake happiness that's spamming around the room, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you fucking people? You know? Oh, have some salad, someone interjects with a loud post-Vegas sort of lipstick styling. You'd like the salad?
I would I? Would it make me choose that particular brand of hairspray? For the love of God.
Will it make me look like you?
And somebody comes up and has a very witty suggestion like, hey, are you going fishing? Because I happen to be wearing a vest with pockets on it.
Oh, that one.
Are you going fishing? Har, 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 har. And I'm like, yes, I'm looking for a new family. You got any fucking bait?
Witty observations by strangers based upon what you're wearing.
So, hey, you got glasses on. Hey, you're going to be blind in 20 fucking seconds. I hate these fucking people. You know, and then, you know, I shouldn't really say that because there's very cool people that are there. There's always like, you know, if you have a family gathering and there's like four family members there, three of them will suck, one of them will be cool. You know, and you can sit
there. Those aren't good odds. That's not good enough.
No, it's not. It's not good enough odds. Like, but when I go there, there's like five people who are rocking.
Okay. Yeah.
They're like really cool people, and they're in there suffering too. They're like, hey, you're looking at each other. How are you doing? How are you doing? You know, how the fuck do you think I'm doing? I'm sitting my ass down here eating some fucking quiche and a salad, which tastes like six kinds of shit, right? And it's fucking with my hair, I might add. And they're like, yeah, you know. So they sit down, and so the first thing that happens, of course, they always have wine and spirits at these little interjections.
So they can all loosen up.
Oh, yeah. You know, which is exactly what you want me to do. Hey, feed Sean some booze. So after two or three doubles of vodka, I start fucking with the locals, right? Which is a bad thing to do. And I'm all like sitting there and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, here we go. You know, and they're going around, they're talking about their things. So what do you think about, like, they bring up the conversation that I had last time there. So you were talking about that drug that made it so you didn't have to sleep anymore. What's that called? It's called Provigil. I've never heard of that.
Okay. You have now.
Yeah, well, you have now. It's called Probit. Are you sure it's around? Well, just because it doesn't exist in your fucking... You know what an Apache is? Other than the Indian, it's a language. It's like actually a web server, as I understand it. Do you know what that is? No. It exists. I promise you. You know, like...
Just because it's not in your little world.
Oh, my fucking God!
Right? I know.
Oh, and I sit there, and I get up. And I move to another room. And, of
course... There's no escape.
There's other family there, and they bring out their little screaming, waddling juggernauts, who have no concept of brakes. They just learned movement and running forward. I will run forward, laughing, until I stop, usually by falling or by hitting some solid vertical object, in which case I will commence the screaming. Oh, here it comes. Whomp! Yeah, baby. That's just what I fucking wanted.
Some good entertainment.
Absolutely. Let them go.
And they started driving at 6 months, didn't they? Yeah, they did.
Fucking the perfect pitch, man. Perfect fucking pitch.
It's resonating.
Like, wow, it's resonating in my mind.
Real. Just going right into the fucking brain.
And I'm like, holy fuck, man, the diamonds are safe, okay? I just gotta get the fuck out of here. All right?
Check off one more reason on my list why not to have kids.
Children, I think the kids are cool. I was young once. You know, I wouldn't go back to being 14 again for fucking love nor money. Okay, fuck that. I mean, that was a mess.
Well, unless maybe you got to do that and knew then what you know now.
I don't think...
Not with my complexion.
I don't think I would have made it.
It was bad back then.
I don't think I would have made it if I was 14 and started had the mind I had now, because my mouth would be writing checks my body couldn't cash.
No shit. I would.
And I'd be like, yeah, you think so? Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you play hide and go fuck yourself, okay? I'm going to sit down over here, and if you even come so much as near me, Mr. Jekyll, with that fucking ruler, so help me God, I'm going to crack that thing in half and cram it up your ass. Not today, but one day when you kick me out of this fucking school, it's a long walk back to your car. So shut the fuck up. Sit down behind your desk. You don't fuck with me. Give me the assignment. Let me do my job, and you do yours.
My school would mean a lot less to you.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, yeah, you want to suck my what? Yeah, whatever. What year is it? 80-something? Okay, here's the deal. Mom, Dad, give me some fucking money. Okay? Why? Well, we're buying Microsoft, and we're buying it now. My electives? I'm in the computer lab. Yeah, fuck you. I'm skipping class. I don't want to go to history, okay? I'm taking computers. I'm doing this fucking program. Well, what are you going to do with that? Oh, why don't you ask me that in 5 years, you fucking homeless piece of shit. Okay, you'll be a history teacher. You'll be a history teacher. I'll be a .com millionaire, and you will, like, suck the fucking peanuts out of my shit, okay? The fuck away from me, you fucking senior citizen. Teachers piss me off. They really do. What do they do? They go to school. They go to high school. They go to university. They go to college. They go to university. They go to university for so long, they realize they can't handle the real world. So what do? They get a teaching job and go back to school. And
start
they stay
again.
In I have never met a teacher unless they've been out. Now, there's some teachers. There are some teachers who are the old fuckers who was like, I was in the stock market for 200 years, and I want to make sure that all the other kids who are coming out of business school have a schmick. Okay, because all these kids who are coming out now don't. So I'm going to go because they're so frustrated with these young kids who think they know it and they don't. They think, fuck this, I'm just going to go back to university and teach these kids what's up. Now, normally, these guys, one of two things happens. A, there's some fucking tycoon god who everyone respects and just knows, in which case they can say whatever the fuck they please. Or B, they get into the school board goes, no, I'm sorry, you can't be teaching that. But that's what's taught in the real world. No, you can't be teaching that. And then they wind up throwing up their hands in disgust and quitting. So, like, that's why teachers piss me off. They have... Like, a university is so disconnected from the real world, holy fuck. I have yet to meet anyone on campus who I thought had a fucking clue what the real world was really all about. Like, not just, oh, like, they're good people. Good people. Don't get me wrong. Really good people. I think some of them are fucking brilliant. Like, amazingly brilliant. Some of these people, I think, should just stay on the campus. Yeah, you're making some cool shit. Keep working on the Mecca. Stay there. Yeah. Don't come out here. Stay there. Work on the Mecca, okay? Well, I think that we can solve the word. Good, good, good. Yeah, you think that. Work on the fucking Mecca, okay? Just do that. Work on the Mecca. You can teach me your fucking bullshit later. Just fucking work on the Mecca, okay? Got the Mecca. Thank you. Okay, right on. We're good. Now you can bore me to fucking death with whatever dogma you want to spit in my face, okay? Because, oh, my God. It just makes me nuts. And the best is when I have people in universities and colleges talking to me about military action. Oh, fuck, I love that. What do you think you're doing over there? Well, quite honestly, what they're doing on the ground is they're just trying to stay alive, is what's happening over there. Well, you know, they're throwing shit at kids, and la, 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 la. You know, and there's so many factors. And it's not their fault because they're making decisions based on what they've been fed. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, what else are you going to make decisions on? You got to make decisions on what you see, but they don't. No one ever.
Propaganda is not a good thing to be making.
Well,
decisions
what's
about.
Propaganda? What's news? Right. Where do you draw that line? And it turns into a debate. La 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 la. But I think if the whole world was run by universities, nothing would ever get done. It'd all be committees on subcommittees, and the shit that you would get done would be so incredibly fucking pussy that it wouldn't count for nothing anyway. To be totally honest with you, because the world has been proven in history is shaped by fucking dinks. Biggest assholes on the planet are the people who made the impact. Okay, mm-hmm. They're the ones who said, nah, fuck that, you know? I mean, you got guys like Montgomery who was, like, you know, gay. Montgomery was gay, came out 2 years ago. Okay? Patton and Montgomery, big debate. Who was a better general? Well, fucking Montgomery was, because he was tactical and didn't slaughter his own men. As opposed to Patton, who was like, hi, I'm blood and guts Patton. I'll just wade through my own troops, thanks very much.
Are his guts, their blood.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you look at it that way, so, I don't know. I just think that people are today in school systems that are being raised not to be... But
maybe you need that idealism to balance it out from, like... You need,
every generation requires idealism.
Okay, now you got to bear in mind, though, idealism's good, but those people in university who think they're being idealists, they're not. They're not. They're going in with everyone else who wants to be idealists, and they all agree on their ideals.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to be an idealist... Talk is cheap, bitch. It takes money to buy ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to go and have these ideals? Fucking aces. Okay? Right on. Do something about it. Don't just sit there and, oh, well, you know, the world, and we're going to lobby and get a petition. And you know what? Did your lobbying petition help last year? No. Is it going to help this year? No. So, why don't we take this devotion that you've got, this group of people that you have, and make a positive difference? I yelled into a microphone for, like, fucking 3 months, held one thing over one weekend, and we saved, like, 57 hectares of rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a guy with a microphone, a bunch of other people with a computer. Not like I'm some fucking holy man or anything, but I'm just saying, I have no fucking clue what I'm doing. Okay? Yet, if you can pick and choose your targets to fight effectively versus wasting your energy on a fight you're not going to win, okay, because there's a lot of people out there fighting shit that they have no hope of winning, and yeah, there's some good fights, there's long, drawn-out battles they have to go up against, and taking down tobacco companies and all that sort of shit. Yeah, it's got to get done. Okay. And there will always be the people who
will fight.
You can't
just burn them to the ground. You have to take them down legally.
Yeah, right. if we were in Czechoslovakia, we could kill them, but we can't do that here. I don't know why.
Well, we can. We just can't do it legally. There's a thing with the law.
What if we create a Czech embassy?
Okay, that's cool.
I think I've seen stuff on university campuses. There are some people that are like that actually have an idea, but there's a lot of... I just keep thinking of my particular student council. One of they're currently embroiled in a big debate. They're taking Nestle chocolate bars out of the SFU bookstore, their bookstore there, because Nestle's
difference.
Yeah, it's like, do you know how big their candy rack is? It's about the same size as Sim's CD stacks over there.
So this is
because, you know, Nestle is a enormous multinational conglomerate which was encouraging women in third world nations to feed their babies formula, which of course they can't prepare properly, so the babies die and shit.
Because they make it with the water that are in
that's bad. But okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to cut out the, you know, okay, what was this bit about massive multinational incorporation? I don't think they care about your candy rack.
No, the last time they did boycott Nestle's, they stopped the campaign over in Africa of saying don't breastfeed your children.
But this is
they're doing it again now. But
this is
for a while.
This is more like this is how they're going to do. They're not going to go out and do a massive awareness campaign to tell everybody about how bad Nestle is. They're just gonna boycott them and not have the chocolate bars on their rack. Oh wow!
You know what's funny, girl?
And it took them like I think a couple weeks to decide this. The other hysterical one was a couple years ago when where everybody was sitting around the table drinking Pepsi's discussing how they were gonna boycott Pepsi.
You've got to know your enemy, though.
It's hysterical. Yeah.
I have to admit, a lot of that is bullshit and just, like, you know, kind of self-masturbatory hand jobs. But everybody has to make a decision, has to make a stand on their own space. I mean, everyone has to choose a spot where they say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to support. I disagree with this. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go out and actually do something for real if you can find a means to do it. But there's nothing wrong or even worth really belittling, you know, somebody like boycotting a small product or some an actor you don't like in a movie. Or
even by yourself.
One person makes a difference.
Denise Crosby. Is that that bitch's name? That chick from fucking Starship Troopers. Is that her name? Dennis Crosby?
Denise
Crosby was like Yar from Star Trek.
Richards?
No, that's Denise Richards.
No.
Who's the chick from Starship Troopers who's fucking all hot? She was in GoldenEye.
Huge breast size.
Is that Denise Richards? Is that her name? I fucking hate Denise Richards.
Why?
I fucking hate her because she's a bitch.
Okay.
She did a bad job in Starship Troopers. She can't act. She sucks.
She's the humanoid equivalent of Barbie.
Yeah, she's fucking horrible.
Okay, so then don't watch any film with her in it.
The point I'm trying to make was that it's not that they shouldn't do stuff like this if they feel like it. It's that they got so sanctimonious about it, and then they thought that was gonna that's the extent to which they are chasing their problem. They're gonna.
You know what makes me crazy, man? You and I. We hedge around this a lot, okay, but your political views are about as far away from mine as we could possibly get. I mean, we could take a ruler and try to measure it, and there's probably people who are further apart on issues than you and I are, but it really doesn't matter. Okay, like, in the world of views, you are somewhere in fucking Asia, and I'm in Arkansas, okay? But what amazes me is that I am sure that on your campus there are people who, if you introduced me to, you would not do this because I would fucking froth at the mouth and grow tentacles and consume them immediately because they would just make my head hurt that badly. And you're telling me if these people go, oh, no, Sean, you think I'm fucking left-wing? Uh-uh. No. I know some real whack jobs you'd love, man. I'm fucking with your shit? No.
Go to SFU, where the road splits. You'll see, like, windows above that say SF Perg. SFPIRG, Public Interest Research Group.
Oh,
go
God.
Upstairs, go into there, your head will explode. I will look like Preston Manning.
Compared to those guys.
And if you ever do that, let me know, because I want to take a
Well, we should. When we get the camera, we'll go down there and I'll just check it out. Say, hey, I just want to check out what's going on here. And they'll fucking start spouting their dogma, and I'll be like, okay. Boom! Fucking
wow!
Stumble,
bust of Lenin. You don't see that much anymore.
that's a pretty nice guy there. Like the mustache. You know, he kind of looks like an elf. You put the little ears on him here. Where's Mr. Spock ears? Hang on. You know, it's just like, holy fuck, man. Who's the Vulcan over there with the bad chin? You know, it's just like, whoa.
I'm sorry.
Is that Anton LaVey? It looks a lot like Anton LaVey, actually.
I'm sorry. I have to say that the politics of some of these people are, you really have to wonder where they're coming from. But the thing is, everybody's entitled to their own fucking opinion.
Yep.
You got to give them, at least let them stand on their own ground.
Opinions are like,
what is ISO or MIM? She says, somebody said, girl on the left, perg is nothing, try ISO or MIM.
Who knows?
I don't know what that is. Romulus, say what those are. Anyway, go ahead.
Opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Well, thank you.
That's what
I was trying to come around to.
Everyone's entitled to one, too.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's great. You know, that's cool that they got their opinions and shit.
And
it's just when they're trying to enforce these opinions that are completely fucked. I mean, you want to be fucked in your own home? You go hard. You go right ahead. You know what I mean?
True.
But, I mean, I just think that I have a problem with people who are going to hurt themselves. When people go around spouting shit that will get them fucking killed. Okay, classic point. Here I am. I'm downtown in the Twilight Zone, okay? And I've got a bunch of these, you know, bisexual, leather-clad wearing Cenobites that I'm down there with. I've got my purple lipstick on. I got the eyeshadow on. I'm down there. I'm all gothed out. We're all sitting around having a great time listening to Sisters of Mercy, okay? Get up. Go do a dance to Temple of Love. Come back down, sit down, and they're all sitting there drinking. They think, hey, guys, we should go and we should go down to the Odyssey and get some electric ass night t-shirts. And I'm like, what's the Odyssey? And the Odyssey is the local gay bar. I don't even know if it's still around, Baker. I think it is.
Probably.
And
it's a kick-ass bar.
It is a kick-ass bar. Is it still a gay bar?
As far as I know.
Yeah. Now, on Wednesday nights, they used to have a thing called electric ass night. What that was is they would put up a large sheet of paper, and they put backlits on it and have pictures of guys having sex with silhouetted on the paper.
Yeah.
It's not a live sex show. There's some kind of loophole in the law that got around that. It was supposed to be just like a strip show, but it wasn't a strip, and things got a little bit out of hand sometimes when you're watching, and there'd be all sorts of crazy shit. You know, so anyway. And this was called Electric Ass Night on a shocking pink T-shirt, right? And they tell me about this, and I think this is great. You know, I'm like, right on, fucking A, right? I mean, they're not hurting nobody. They're doing their own thing. Fucking right. So, you know, everybody's consenting. Okay. And then they go, hey, you know what we should do? We should get a bunch of these T-shirts. We'll go down to the turf. We'll go into the turf and have a beer. And I went, yeah, that's a fucking good one.
The turf as in the one beside the
yeah,
bridge?
The turf. The fucking sawdust on the floor Hell's Angel bar, right? And I'm like, ah, that's a good one, guys. You're not going to do that. No, we're going to do it next Wednesday. And I'm like, this is classic. Now, this is the mirror of this, you see, is dealing with these people in university. And then you have to sit there and say, okay, that's cool, and I know you think that's funny and everything, but if you go to the turf, they'll kill you. And they look at you with these wide, doe-like eyes.
They don't understand. They think everybody is in their world.
And they're like, no, they won't. And I'm like, motherfucker, yes, they will. They will take you outside and fucking tear your entire head off.
The only bar fight I was ever arrested for in my life took place at the turf.
Yeah, it's like all that. And I'm trying to explain it. Guys, you're going to die. Oh, no. You're going to fucking die if you do this. And everyone's like looking at me because I'm getting very animate about this. I'm like, people, don't do this. You're going to get your ass fucking kicked. And Todd, DJ Vortex, I'm there with him, and he's like, man, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not okay. If these guys go to the fucking turf, they're all going to die. I think they're cool people.
To further explain for those who don't know, the turf is one of our local establishments.
It's and the fucking shit bar.
Every redneck bar cliche you've seen in a bad movie, possibly with Burt Reynolds in it, is true of this place.
Oh, yeah.
The Bash R Us.
Except for the difference is when they have a bar fight, they measure how good it was, not by the broken bottles and broken mirror behind the bar. They measured by the amount of fucking teeth on the floor.
And bodies left behind.
Yeah, you know, it's really bad. Like,
wow, that was a 3.5 liter fight. That was a good one.
And a precipitation meter to measure how high the blood got.
Yeah, it's a really bad bar. Now, they never actually did it, but Vortex was talking to me. I'm like, man, you were really adamant about that. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, because they'll all fucking die.
Watching people go to their death for a stupid reason.
Now, it's an exaggeration to compare that to the university crowd. Because people be like, well, John, I mean, they're not dying. Yes, but if they go into the world armed with this set of beliefs that they are currently maintaining, the world is going to kick them in the nuts until they squeal like a little pig. Okay? And then they will fucking...
there's a lot of people that are in the student society, which I strongly suspect are lining themselves up for jobs in the NDP party bureaucracy.
Oh, really?
The only thing I
well, don't worry about that, because they won't exist in about another... When's that election happening?
Yeah.
Well, they have to call it by June 23rd. Uh-huh. The election will then occur 90 days after they call it, which means sometime around the end of August, beginning of September, we will have a new government here in this province.
At the latest.
So we have
the thing
to
that scares me is not
then?
The thing that scares me not is not so much that we're like, you know, the NDP have fucked things up really badly, so they're pretty much the Liberals are going to get in. The thing that scares me is there going to be an opposition? This is what scares the shit out of me. Is like,
yes.
I don't really care who the opposition is at this point, but I'd like there to be one. It's one of those key elements of
a
democracy, you know?
Girl on the left, the Green Party stands a good chance of becoming this province's opposition party.
Yeah, better them than the BC Reform Party.
Yes.
Or the Christian Heritage. Or the fucking Christian Heritage Party. Those fuckers.
But the Green Party is actually trying to, they went on a campaign platform and tried to take all of the things that the NDP normally has, unions, environment, job security, health care, everything that was traditionally...
Everything that the NDP should have gone
the Green Party has now moved away from just being a one-cause party.
Making pot legal? Is that their
name? No, the Green Party...
You're speaking the marijuana party. The Green Party was like the hardcore environmentalist party.
They're actually... They're actually kind of like softening some of their views on environmentalism and trying to open up to get other people in, because they have a good fucking chance, if they do it right, of becoming the opposition.
If Ralph Nader can do it in the States.
Yeah, exactly. So we may actually have the Green Party being the official opposition.
That would be nice, because our provincial, you know, like Gordon Campbell, who runs Liberals, is pretty much going to
sell off the forest.
Oh, God. He is, this guy is the biggest
he's the
fucking...
He's the most, I met him, and it is the one thing, like, I hadn't even really formed my political views at this point. I met him, like, my first or second
year. How did your skin stay on your body without crawling away?
And it convinced me, then, I don't know what my political affiliations are at this point in my life, but I know I never want to vote for that man. Because this was, honestly, again, up at SFU clubs days, I was manning a table for one of the clubs, I don't know, choir, the peak or some damn thing. And we were right next to the BC Young Liberals. Guess what? You know, so they get their happy picture in the student newspaper. They've brought up Gordon Campbell. Hi, I'm Gordon Campbell. Hi, my name is... He turned away by... Like, he went over, shook my hand, said, hi, I'm Gordon Campbell. And he was, like, turning and walking away before I managed to say my last name. Before I managed to finish saying my last name. He was like, walking away with, like, the same, you know, Ken doll smile on his face.
Vacuous talking head that he is a politician.
Like, hi, I'm Gordon Campbell. I don't care who you are, voter. It's like, yeah. And they wonder why people still don't, like, this is the one handicap they have, is that people don't want to vote for this guy and they don't know why. Well, I think I know why.
He's a fucking dick.
I listened to this guy, actually. I actually listened to this guy talk one time in person, as opposed to, you know, filtered through television, and my skin had this strange crawling sensation that I've only experienced one other time.
I should get into
politics. Then, as Scotty said, I encountered true evil.
No, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome with politics.
You sure as fuck couldn't do any worse than any of these fuckers we have to deal with.
You know, I wouldn't script shit. Hey, how's it going? Gonna talk about some shit. Who's all here? Right on. What do you want to know about?
Run for Langley.
You know, you want to know my views? Right on. Who wants to know? Go ahead. First question. How do you feel about this? I think they're screwed. I think Christian Coalition's a bunch of bullshit. I think you should be able to believe what you want. Okay? And no one should cram anything down your throat. Well, what do you feel about abortion? Well, I think a woman's right's a right to choose. Anybody who tries to influence their rights on me, I mean, I'd be pretty pissed. Somebody told me something alive inside of me and I didn't want it there, I'd chase it out with a straight razor. That's just me, though. Fuck, man, that'd be like headline, straight razor Kennedy. You know, fucking rights. It'd be like, oh, my God, this guy's a wing nut, but fuck yeah. Go, boy, go. You know, I should.
Got an opinion.
How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you fucking get
just apply,
politics?
Right?
How does that work?
Just write your name down and go to the local
office.
There's some kind of thing with nominations.
You have to have 19-year-old kid fucking.
No, you have to have... At least for national politics, federal politics, you have to have a certain amount of money fundraised. This is so that they don't have to deal with a lot of novelty people running as a lark and then having taxpayer money spent on
Bobo the monkey running for governor.
Yeah, go Bobo!
Basically,
Sean would have any trouble collecting funds.
No, but this is there was a big debate about this about 2 or 3 years ago. They instituted this law because there was this concern about novelty candidates going and people just going in as jokes. And, of course, you know, there's going to be government expenditure anytime somebody is running a campaign because, you know, you got to print their names on the ballots and you got to sort of administer all the,
all the rest of it.
All the administrative side of it. It doesn't pay off to have somebody say, hey, I'll change my name to Mickey Mouse and I'll run.
Fuck.
Don't laugh
but it's an issue saying, well, wait a second, what is this money barrier? You know, what is this money barrier you're introducing into politics? You know, only people with $100,000 may apply.
Only rich people can be politicians.
So that's easy enough. Then I'll go down, do a couple gigs with MTV, and raise a couple million dollars, come back up to BC, and run as a candidate.
Yep.
Why not? Jesse the Body did it.
Yep.
And won.
You imagine me as the premier of BC? What do you guys want to do? Well, we want to...
Wackiest premier since Amor to Cosmos, kids.
Oh, shit. it'd be awesome. It'd be wicked. It'd be like, how much forest we got left?
How much we got kicking around still?
How much forest we got running around over here? Well, blah, 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 blah. Okay, forest industry. What's your argument? It'd be like people's fucking court. What's your argument? La, 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 la. This is how many people we employ. La, 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 la. Okay, great. And what do you guys say? Well, blah, 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 blah. And I say, right, okay, we'll run it this way. Because premier in this province, you're essentially God. If you're a premier, fuck, you own. You are the king of all. Okay? Fuck, man, I'd be scary as premier. I'd be one scary bastard as premier. Well, BC has no problem with fucking firearms laws. That's how that shit works. Churches, you're taxed in BC. Thanks for coming out. You don't like that? Oh, that's too bad.
Go somewhere else.
Too fucking bad, eh? Look at that.
Less taxes for everyone. Oh, except for...
for that?
Well, we're going to start with the rich people. They're going to start paying some taxes. And if you
I
don't like
say
it,
just do a flat tax. Everybody pays 10%.
I don't know. I don't.
The rich pay
I,
more. They get the most benefit. They should pay the most.
No, that changes too. they don't get fuck all for benefits. It's one rule, one call, one great fucking pizza. Thanks for coming out.
10%. Everybody pays 10%.
I won't fuck with you. You won't fuck with me. It's all good.
You have
to
at least have sort of a basic deductible level. Otherwise, because somebody who is making like $10,000 a year and trying to keep their kids alive on that is in some fucked up position like that, can't really afford to give 10% to the government.
Yes, they
can,
because they're paying more than that right now anyways.
Yeah.
But
so suddenly everyone's paying less.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but
in real life, the way that things are balanced out, like I'm thinking of, what I keep thinking of is like the Steve Forbes example in the States, and he was saying like 17%. Sounds great, except the way it worked out down the middle is that the average person would end up spending more in taxes, but people who are rich, they had a good time.
No, the whole point of my political platform was
extremely unequal anyway because sales tax.
Okay, yeah.
Remove the sales tax.
Okay, well, anyways, what I'm saying here is that I take a lot of fucking opinions from a lot of different people and just make the call and run with it. And if they hate me for it, then fucking A.
Although I'd have to say I'd have to follow a lot of Alberta's rules, because after all, in 2005 or 2006, they will no longer have provincial income tax. They have no provincial sales tax. They're doing something right here.
Black Wolf, you know what they're doing right?
What's the job situation there? I keep hearing there's like lots of jobs, but they're all for minimum wage kind of shit.
No, there's...
you know what they're doing right over there?
There's actually not that many jobs because everyone's working.
Black Wolf, do you want to know what they're doing right over there? They have oil. They have a lot of gas. They have a lot of oil. And that's worth a lot of money right now. So that's paying for fucking everything.
Well, their healthcare system is just as fucked as ours in BC.
That's because the federal government took money away from them.
The federal government, there's a lot of shit the federal government's taken money away from. But you know, you can't control that as premier.
Yeah, it's basically like, why are you rich? Well, if you have a gold mine, you're rich. What happens when the gold runs out? Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's what happened. We have
enough of this exciting Canadian politics.
We have all our lumber and coal and everything else.
Let's get back to blowjobs and hookers.
That's right.
Because that's what really people
are. We're going to open up the phone lines.
I think we are.
Everybody needs more blowjobs and hookers.
I think so. I think that's what I should do, man. I should have a
blowjobs from hookers.
That would be my political.
Blowjobs and hookers.
That would be my political mandate. I mean, like, right on. Hookers, they're okay in my books. No more pimps. The minute we come in, there'd be like a pimp disposal service.
That's right.
Cops, lots of power for the cops. You want to get some friends? Say, yeah, the cops get more power.
Government-run neighborhood body houses.
That's right.
You bet. Absolutely. No problem. Brothels. Legal in BC. Thanks for coming out.
Well taxed.
We'll tax the shit out of it. But, brothels.
We'll make sure they're clean.
They'll be checked out. You'll know they're clean.
And
they got full health care and retirement benefits.
Where are you going to put these brothels?
Right next to the schools.
Right next to the pot store.
Right next to the pot store, yeah.
So you go, get high, get a blowjob, go home. It's been a great evening with your family.
Transit's straight there. Don't even need to drive.
Yeah, BC Transit.
We got
phone calls. Find one.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
It's the ringleader.
Do not talk any more politics.
No, he's allowed to phone in with me.
Shut
up, send a fucking
all
message,
night.
You bastard.
Bores the hell out of me and probably everyone in the States, too.
Blah, blah, blah.
What's up, ringleader?
I have only three, I'll only do three little points.
Okay,
I'll start with Uncle Dak's comment about the health system in Alberta sucking. If you talk to anyone in Alberta, their health system rocks compared to the province of British Columbia. They pay their nurses more. They pay everybody involved more. The waiting lists are low. Their health system rocks compared to British Columbia. And Uncle Dak's response is it's only because they have oil and gas, which is very valuable at the moment. The province of British Columbia has the same amount of oil and gas in the ground as Alberta, yet we don't utilize it. We don't pull it out of the ground. We don't sell it. Why? Why don't we do this? For one very simple reason, the government of British Columbia has designated certain areas, actually 27% of the northern province, as totally environmentally safe, meaning you cannot put any form of road or transport or any form of mechanized device inside those areas. So we've basically shot ourselves in the foot for the extraction of oil. Okay, that's Uncle Dak's point. My biggest concern is you guys if you got any farther to the left with your understanding of the tax situation, you, Lenin, and the rest would be sitting there having coffee because...
Yeah, comrade.
shut up.
No, the flat tax system, I just love the instant response that the wealthiest people benefit the most. All I can say to that effect is if you actually read any of the flat tax statements, to use an example like the Canadian Alliance flat tax plan, which was set at 17%, they were assuming the first $21,000 was tax-free. So that means everybody making $21,000 or less pays zero tax, which is a vast improvement over the current area. Your comment that the rich people who make $1 million a year will pay a lot less tax, you're right, they will. Maybe they'll stay in the fucking country instead of all becoming foreign nationals because they have to pay 54.2% of their income every year to the government. What the hell do they get back for that?
Hey, ringleader, I was supporting a flat tax, remember?
Yes, but there was the girl on the left and projectile vomit.
That's all right. Let him have a speak. We've had 3 hours. And your last point?
At least in my opinion, the way to do it is eliminate income tax period and go with a consumption tax. The argument is rich people buy Lexuses and Rolls Range Rovers and big SUVs. Tax the shit out of what they buy, not what they make. Because then you pay taxes on what you buy. So you choose to lead an extravagant lifestyle, you pay for it.
I've heard some of the statistics.
Okay, that's cool.
That's an interesting point, and that would also presumably encourage people to invest rather than spend.
Yeah, okay. People would invest in companies with the idea of making money because the more money they make, they get to keep. They only pay tax when they go out and blow it. When they go buy a $1 million house, they pay 15% on it.
I have this mental.
That means someone who's making $10,000 a year who doesn't buy a house isn't paying any tax.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell?
I just have to say one thing. I like his point of view. I agree with pretty much everything he said.
Okay, cool.
Closer to the mic.
What,
a little bit closer.
Go ahead. Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. I'm just calling to tell people about the update on the cult sweatshirt or shirts that I'm making.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, I was supposed to get back to you. And I think I sent you an ICQ, I can't remember, but I'll give everyone a bit of an update there.
I like the I Am a Corporate Whore one.
Yeah. Prophet Nixter is going to start making some cult shirts, and he's not the only one who's allowed to do this.
Well, they're just a bunch of shirts,
and they're cult shirts, but you know my embroidered cult shirts that are out there. Now, this is an interesting thing, and I'm going to bring this up just before we get into what you got to say there, Nixter.
Okay.
But what it is I've been doing a lot of thinking. You know, I talk a lot about open sourcing and fucking making it free and all that kind of jazz. A lot of people... You know, they want to get cult gear and stuff like that, but they can't afford to get it. And I was trying to finance, you know, my servers and all the shit, and it's cost me well over $1,000 to try to digitize all this stuff in order to sell the shirts. And you know what? I wasn't selling the shirts, and no one was buying the shirts, and that's fine. I understand that, and I'm not really too pissed about it. But the one thing that I do notice is that all embroidery shops, most of them, there's a series of formats that they use. And there's a fairly regular embroidery format that is used, and you have to digitize these things in this format, and this is what costs you money, okay? This is what costs the big bucks to get it digitized. But once it's digitized, you can get it on CD, and you can take it to any embroidery shop you want. So what I'm going to do is very soon, I'm not going to be selling cult gear on the cult site anymore. All I'm going to do is I'm going to give the files of the digitized stuff to Nixter. He'll be able to put it up, and it'll be free to download for anybody. So if you want a cult shirt, an official cult shirt, I'll put the specs up for what the shirt's supposed to look like. It's supposed to be a black T-shirt. It's supposed to be embroidered this way, and this way. You fucking download it yourself, take it somewhere, give them the files on CD and say, do this. And they'll charge you whatever the fuck it is. And if you can get some guy to do it for free, he does it for free. And if you get some guy to do it another way, then he does it the other way, and that's all cool. However... Rooster is going to be getting his fucking free shit from me. I'm probably going to wind up sending the guy a sweatshirt, T-shirt, and fucking everything else I can get my hands on, as well as I still owe Fork a bunch of stuff, and it's just brutal. But anyway, Nixter, what were you going to say, Buds?
Okay. I have been doing a lot of research this last week about getting the T-shirts up, and there's been some confusion on the shirts. If you go to the site, it's prophet.thecult.org, and then click on Cult Gear. I had to... notate each picture because people were thinking that the pictures side by side were front and back. Well, they're all notated which is front and which is back. I've got a lot of pre-orders, and the first shirt that I'm going to make, because I can't afford to finance everything, is...
Sucks, doesn't it?
Yes. So I'm going to have everyone send in. I'm going to get a hold of the people who've already pre-ordered and tell them to send in the things, and it's going to take about 2 weeks to make the first one. First one's going to be the I'm a Corporate Whore one, and I have a lot of people who want to buy that one, and that one's going to be the first one to be shipped out and sent. And when I get the money and everything, that's going to go into making the next most popular one, which appears to be right now the cult bracket ones, and then it's going to keep going on down the line till we get to the end, but I'm going to keep making them. More different ones constantly because I like them, and they're not necessarily going to say cult. There's going to be like shirts that are kind of like the anti-corporate, like I hate my MTV and stuff like that. You know,
I would like. I mean, just as a personal note, I can't say like Romulus was all like, well, what about registering? What about the cult funds? What about all that kind of jazz? What about knowing who's hardcore and who's not? Well, in the Book of the Damned, I'm going to be talking about that because I'm thinking about how the fuck that's going to work because the organization's getting so fucking big now that we've got to come up with something. And yeah, I haven't been doing my job. Bottom line, I've been fucking up. I haven't been, following it. Smokehouse has been on me. And,
Are you, like, actually thinking you can get a life and do this at the same time?
Well, there is that. Well, you
bad
know.
Bad Sean, no biscuit.
Well, yeah, you know, I go in the bad cult leader box. But, it's whatever. I signed up for this thing. You know, I started it, so I really have no right to whine. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. So, I mean, there's a lot of people. Nixter, I'd like to keep cult on some of the shirts, even if it's just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if it's
oh,
just like
a I'm not saying that the. There will be ones that don't have it. There will be ones that do, and even some that have Rant Radio, like I showed some.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. And that's a lot closer to what we wanted in the first place
mm-hmm.
over a lot of this shit where it's all like, you know, because, I mean, I think I'd have a fucking rod to see a photo of anyone in media wearing a cult shirt or a Rant Radio shirt that I've never seen before.
Yep.
I mean, I think that'd be really cool. If guys want to get, like, the original cult shirts, and they want to have them made and stuff like that. You'll be able to do that. You'll be able to do that. That won't be a problem.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to do this to replace. I've had people ask me that. Well, what about Sean's shirts? I can't find those anywhere. You trying to replace them? No, definitely not.
Nixter and I, I'll put that to bed right now. Nixter and I, he's spoken with me. Nixter doesn't even fucking. His biggest concern is making sure he doesn't piss me off, and the guy has just been amazing. He's done so much for cult. Him, No Deal. Smokehouse, APOC, all those fucking guys, like, they put so much work into this thing. I mean, I almost feel like I don't do as much work as these guys do. It's really cool. Because after all I am at the end of the day is a big fucking mouthpiece. So it's cool that I can do my little bit and everybody else kind of feels the same way I did. Because let's all remember, boys and girls, this all started as a gag.
Yep.
Okay, on February 11th, and then it suddenly took off and I turned into a holy man and fucking... You know, for a generation who couldn't find anyone better, you know, and I don't even know how the fuck that happened. And I'm like, wow, man, this is not the shit I signed up for. But on the same time, oh, Sean, what are you saying? Are you quitting? No, I'm not quitting, you bunch of fucking fiendish bastards. I'm not quitting. I'm just saying that there's a lot of shit to this, you know, and people are sending me, I didn't get my email back. You know, fuck, I'm sorry. You know,
really me wanting to have a life.
You know, my wife has been cool and everything. So am I dropping it? No, absolutely not. But I'm definitely thinking about how we got this thing structured, and I'm thinking we should have some ground rules. You bet we should. But we should not. We should turn this thing into an empowering thing rather than something that needs to be powered by people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Rant Radio. One of the major strengths of Rant Radio is because, you know, if we all show up here on a Sunday night, Sim does a show with five people, and if nobody shows up, then Sim does the show by himself.
Yep.
And he hasn't had to do that. I don't think ever.
No.
Not in a long, long,
close.
Long
I think we're down
time.
To maybe three people once.
Yeah,
I was here for that.
and it was there's been some shows where there's a couple where it was me, Sim, and Dak, and fucking PVM and all the rest of it. But we got
the walls. The walls were always here.
Everyone gets really excited. Everyone gets really, really excited about, you know, wanting to be part of something bigger and stuff like that. And it's true, and we can be part of something bigger. But I'd rather see this turn into something bigger like the Animal Liberation Front, where they have a code of operation and they make cells, radical cells, and then they have their names for their cells and shock groups and stuff like that, versus doing something with like a big council and fucking everything gets all screwed. You know what I mean? And then
yeah.
You get into political games and who's hating who and who's in charge of what. Fuck that, you know? Anyway, buds, say what the hell.
What the hell?
I want...
Oh, what's up?
Did you have a question for me?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I want people to call in and say how they would commit suicide, because we were talking about that earlier.
Sure, yeah.
Hi, you know, what the hell? Who are you?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, how would you commit suicide?
I would... I don't know. It would have to be fast, though.
Yeah? Like, stuff a grenade in your mouth and hang yourself?
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
I got a bunch of things to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was wondering if you're going to play Gonad the Barbarian.
Gonad?
Never heard of it.
Oh, well, I put it in the FTP.
Oh, yeah, you got to ICQ me about it.
Okay.
If anybody sends anything to the FTP, it's not at my house. I have to go and check it, so it's better if you ICQ me about it.
Okay. And
maybe for next week if it's cool.
All right. It's a Rant Radio promo me and Psychotron did.
Oh, very cool. Then I will play it then.
Yeah, maybe we'll find
Even
it.
Even if it sucks.
Yeah,
we'll
find it and play it because you made it by you for Rant Radio, so that's cool.
All right, it's really lame. And I noticed Cafe Press those T-shirts.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't know if there's, like, a better services similar to it.
Cafe Press sucks ass for T-shirts.
Yeah, they do. They suck ass.
The mugs, the mouse pads rock. They're very, very good. The T-shirts are iron-ons, okay?
Oh.
You can do better at your house.
Okay.
They suck a lot.
Say what the hell. No. Has he got anything else? Because you said you had a bunch of things. What else?
Yeah, I got a couple more things. I got some electronic drums.
Cool.
So that means the What the Hell song that I've been working on is going to be postponed again. Well, it keeps on getting fucked up because I keep on, like, coming across new technology, new concepts, and I want to make it as good as I can.
All right, well, that's cool.
That's cool. It'll be better.
Okay, what else?
Yeah, I don't know, so I'm going to say What the Hell.
All right, okay. Man, what the hell? Okay, and the other... Hi there, you're on What the Hell, who's this?
This is Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima? How's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You're great on pancakes.
Did you get your name from that joke?
Joke.
Which joke? Maybe
mind.
You can tell it.
No, it's a bad joke.
Okay.
Very bad joke.
It's not a joke you want to air. Okay.
It's a joke Uncle Dak would tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
not on the air.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. What's up, man?
Not much. Just pretty down about the bus strike and all that. But
you look
good, dude.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Victoria, BC.
Oh, right on, right on.
Yeah.
So, how would you kill yourself?
Well, I think the way to go is BC Transit, but I don't know. I always had adventure for, you know, BC Transit, but no. That's the only way I can think of.
So,
tie yourself between two opposite directional buses.
That'll do it.
Go from there. Okay, what's the, what else did you want to say?
Not much. I just want to call in for a while there.
And just say, yo, hey?
Yeah.
Yo, hey, what's up?
Say what the hell?
Well, right on. Well, cool. Shouts out to Victoria then, and be cool over there.
Yeah, okay.
Rock, what the hell?
What the hell?
Hi, you're on What the Hell Is This?
Hey, Floyd Lapel.
Floyd Lapel.
Hey there.
Long time no see, man.
What's that?
Long time no see. What have you been up to?
Just working.
Just working?
Just working.
Yeah, oh, what do you do?
That sucks ass.
You're in Northern BC, right?
What's that?
Are you in Northern BC?
No, man, I'm down in Texas.
Oh, okay. I was close.
Can you tell by the accent?
Yeah, see it. I've been to Northern BC before, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. All right.
He has intuition. This is psychic hotline.
The fucking
well, I thought, yeah, I knew you were somewhere around there.
So what's the score, man? What's going on?
Hey, I want to roll back on that key party thing you guys are talking about.
Okay.
Go figure.
Okay, that's very popular among the wife-swapping groups. They call them key clubs.
Key clubs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, it was very popular among Air Force officers until they started breaking them all up.
Really?
You
had
to go into the officers'
that.
Club, have a little fishbowl there, throw the keys in there, and that's who you went home with on the way back.
That's fucking brutal.
Well, Sean, what were you telling me about Tide or something like that?
In the Army, yeah. If all the guys were away on assignment, and the chick, the sign that the wife who was there by herself would put a Tide box in her window,
mm-hmm.
and that'd be the sign that she was, like, you know, ready to mate.
The U.S. Guys had a similar thing. They put a white rock in their front yard over there in officer housing. And that's how the wife swappers knew each other. Was with the wife with white rock out there.
Oh wow!
And we were up at Beale Air Force Base in Northern California. Went out there for a little visit, and the buddies of mine out there told me about it. So we got kind of drunked up one night and
went around Officer House and moving all the rocks around.
That is sweet.
That's the thing I'd worry about, is because, you know, you never know if you stumble into something like this just through sheer accident of landscaping. You know, like, I'll just, like, you know, reshape the front lawn. Also, there's some guy at my door going, ah! I'm like, excuse me?
You're like, what?
What?
Hi.
Sorry, I just did my shopping. I left the soap in the car. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, say what the hell.
Hey, what the hell?
Right on. You're on what the hell. Who the hell are you?
Hey, it's Zofiel. What's up?
Zofiel?
Nomad Zofiel.
Doing a show.
Doing a show. You know, where are you calling from?
Hanging out.
Calling from Virginia. Just calling in to say hi to Sean and everybody else. And, Sean, just wanted to mention, I know you guys are working on the direct action manual.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of us got a little project together called the Guerrilla Guide. It's going to be kind of a direct action manual for people inside a call and people outside, how to go out, how to get stuff done, how to make a difference. You know, how to deal with people chopping down your forest, how to get the elections where you want them, things like that. Yeah, useful guerrilla survival for the 21st century kind of shit.
Oh, awesome. I think that's a great idea. You know,
I want to read that.
Yeah.
And if you need any help with the direct action manual, I got a whole pool of talent writers pulled up, so just drop me an email what you want us to write.
Oh, okay. As a matter of fact, I'll talk about that one just as soon as I'm off the air here.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, man, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right, that's it. Don't answer another phone call.
Sorry.
Oh,
okay.
no. If you got him there, don't be a dick. Hi, you're on What the Hell Is This?
Yo, what's up? This is Nomad Tigray.
Hey, Tigray. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got back from AtlantaCon just like an hour or two ago.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
It rocked. Me, Prophet Lego, and Noisemaker went out.
Right on.
And represented us. Fragged the hell out of people in Counter-Strike.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to meet Sir Distic. He was out there. Optics was out there. A few other really big names. Dragon was out there. A lot of cool people. Got some pictures for it, too. Haven't finished the HTML, so it's not pretty. It's just a directory listing. But if people want to check it out, it's on the Cult3D site.
Okay.
Cult3D.MrEcho.net/AtlantaCon.
Okay.
Okay.
Right on, man.
Call in. Let everyone check that out.
You got it, baby. Right on. That's awesome.
All right, man.
Okay.
What the hell?
So somebody could put that in the IRC, so I only have to click on it and not type it in?
That was like basically, first of all, you had the one guy, and it was like taking crank. Then you had this other guy come on, and it was like the barbiturates to bring you down. It was a fucking great setter call.
There's somebody on the IRC who's asking what I brought today. I didn't really bring anything special today except for I brought some like generic oatmeal cookies, and I brought some more of those jelly cup things.
Can I
want a jelly cup. I want a jelly cup.
Those are
it's a strawberry flavor.
No, they're not strawberry flavor. These are the lychee flavored.
Ooh, can I have one?
Lychee nuts.
Lychees are cool.
I have one.
I've been like
consuming
half them before, you know.
Should have told me, girl.
I'm sorry. I don't realize there's like
she was hogging the lychees all to herself.
Hey, don't bogart that lychee.
Thank you.
Yeah, puff, puff, pass. Puff,
that
puff,
brings
puff,
us down
pass.
To one.
All right, what was I going to say? Direct action manual. Okay, I've been thinking a lot about how the fuck I'm going to do this direct action manual. Okay. And I'm going to be doing it in a format that is completely different than the format that the virus manifesto is in. And I've got to start in on it, but I've kind of nailed down because I've done some work and I was looking at it and the whole thing just kind of started to take a whole angle that I didn't really enjoy. So I'm thinking that what I was going to do is I'm going to redo the format of it, and the whole thing is going to look like a fiction novel when I'm done. But trust me, it's going to do everything that we need to get done on it. And but that's essentially what's happening there. So do not worry, that is still in the works. Let's take another call, I guess, if there's still there. Hi, Aaron, what the hell is this?
Hey, it's Nomad Terrell.
Terrell, what's going on?
Hey, I was just calling in to let anybody who happens to be listening know that I'm going to be heading to the Toronto area in May. I'm going to be there for a couple of weeks, so if you want to hook up with me, just like let me know ICQ or email or IRC or something.
Toronto in May.
Toronto in May.
Well, that sounds very cool.
Yes, I'm going to be hanging out with Zenobia and Xenon and Rabid Wombat, and maybe I'll hook up with Integrity, too, if he can make it in. And
yeah, that's cool. Maybe see Cyber Samurai.
Drizzt and Cyber Samurai, absolutely. I'll probably be hanging out with Drizzt lots and, going to visit a bunch of people and stuff.
Well, that'll be cool.
Absolutely.
That'll be very cool, actually.
that's all I was calling in, just in case anybody doesn't know and they happen to be in the Toronto or Mississauga or whatever, you know, the outlying areas.
What are you going there for? Just for visiting?
Actually, a friend of mine's getting married. I told him that I had to be there to witness him actually getting binded because otherwise no one was going to believe it.
Right on. All right, babe, say what the hell.
Right, what the hell.
Right on.
You're right, what the hell? Who the hell are you?
Hey, this is Psycho Wolf Puff.
Psycho Wolf Puff.
You're a new caller, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, ooh, we busted another cherry.
Okay, so where are you calling from, buddy?
I'm calling from a little bit south of Seattle.
A little bit south of Seattle?
Not too far.
Were you in an earthquake zone?
We didn't really feel it. I was on a bus at the time, and some guy almost ran in front of the bus when the earthquake hit. It was kind of...
That's funny.
Yeah, he was like, looking at the sky, and just, like, he had this stupid expression on his face.
Like a scared cat running into traffic.
He was hoping it was rapture. Okay, yeah. So...
take me away!
Take me away. Calgon, take me away! Yahweh, make it go away. Okay, so what's the story, man? What's going on?
Just called in with a suicide story.
Oh, okay. Suicide story. Hello. What is it?
Yeah. I was thinking, why commit suicide in, like, a lame way? Like, how everybody else does it. Hang yourself or shoot up a score or something.
It's been done to death.
Go out with style or something. I mean...
Got any suggestions?
Let's see. I was thinking, one that's been playing in my mind is... skydiving over, like, the Super Bowl, and then just bringing everything out, like, throwing a ton of crap along with you, and take out as many people as possible.
I'm not really cool with the killing other people.
The whole murder-suicide.
Skydiving into the center of Super Bowl,
now, I'm all,
and with
funny.
No parachute.
That's funny.
That'd be pretty funny. Or what you do is
you... for the halftime show, you make some of that street play.
Live!
Actually, if you wanted to really...
Wow, that's a good halftime show.
If you really wanted to make
a
statement...
Actually, that would make a good halftime show.
If you want to make a statement, tattoo a Nike swoosticker on your back and then fall in, and Nike will deny all knowledge of it, but it'll look like a total
cover yourself
ad,
in Nike,
and they'll be like, oh my god, I don't know anything about this.
I just did it!
Publicity nightmare!
Yeah. Screw the corporations.
Yeah.
All right, man, say what the hell.
That's a good one.
What the hell?
Excellent. Okay, hi, you're on. What the hell is it? Oh, okay.
You want to take another one?
Sure.
Yep. So you got to pick it when it's
Mr. Dialtone.
Hey, Mr. Dialtone.
No, wrong.
You're on radio. Who the hell is this?
Vampire Test Subject.
Vampire Test Subject. How you doing, man? Where are you calling from?
Wayne, Nebraska. Fun Tilt Wayne.
And if you were to kill yourself, how would you do it?
You know, back when I think it was my junior year of high school, I had a whole list of ways to kill myself. I think the major one that I was going to use was like electrocution with the metal, with the metal ruler I had.
Well, so where were you going to put the metal ruler?
What I was planning to do is like have the fan cord just out just a little bit where the metal was showing, and then while holding the ruler, place it upon the metal to the plugs that were going into the outlet.
Well, that'd take a while to kill you, man.
Oh yeah.
Not
that's
only that, but
pleasant.
If
pain,
you get a powerful
pain,
enough,
good. Well,
you get
somewhat.
A powerful enough jolt behind it, it'll knock you away from it. So. Gotta
well, yeah, I was
way
young
to actually
and dumb.
Mount yourself.
I actually had a little girl. Oh, this. Mother came in with a daughter, and she was freaking out.
Uh-huh.
And the kid had burned her hand. Now, apparently what had happened is she's talking on the phone, and the kid's playing over by one side of the room. And she sees the kid playing around with her keys, doesn't think anything out of it. She's talking on the phone. All of a sudden, she hears thumps, and the kid picks herself up from the same spot she saw her, doesn't think anything about it, and goes running off crying. Mom doesn't worry. Later on, she goes into the kitchen. She sees across the room, the kid had taken the keys, put them into a light socket. She figured what happened is the jolt sent kid back 12 feet across the kitchen and thumped back into the wall and down there.
Was this the same one you told about when they came
into
the hospital?
No, there was a kid chewing on the cord.
No, there was a kid chewing on the cord. That was
the electrical cord.
That's a bad one. Okay, man, so what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
Right on. There's a child that's going to join the circus. All right, so hi, man, what the hell? Who's this?
Prophet Holy Dio.
Holy Dio. How's it going, man?
Yeah, okay. I just called in because I just to comment on the how you'd kill yourself thing.
Sure. How would you kill yourself?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'd go out big. I'd probably like drive my car through the World Trade Center or something.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a thing. It's called a movie by James Cagney called White Heat.
Uh
Top of the world, Ma.
And what is he doing that, or is that part of the
he
movie?
He ends up on an oil refinery firing rounds into the tank.
Oh. Okay.
That'll leave a mark.
That'll do it, yeah.
All right, buddy, so you wanted to call in with that, and what else?
That was basically it.
All right, man, say what the hell.
All right, what the hell?
Last call.
Hi, you're on What the Hell Is This?
Hey, this is Rabid Wombat.
Rabid Wombat, Vara,
last caller of the evening. What do you have to say?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all
right. Right on.
A bit enraged, but...
Yeah, you're enraged,
Wombat.
Yeah.
Frothing.
People have been fucking with your Wombat karma, or what?
Yeah, I have, like, -5 luck in life, dude.
What's going on?
Not much.
So why do you have the -5 luck in life, then?
Oh, just bullshit, man, like... fucking people and stuff, whatever. You got to deal with it.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. It's just
yeah,
like,
but I made myself a deal. Like, if like life is still sucking by the time I'm 20, I'm just going to pull out the shotgun, run amok through town, like fucking kill people.
As long as you've got a plan.
Life's got till 3 years before I start, like, fucking killing people by the dozens.
Where do you live?
I live in Toronto. Fucking A.
Toronto. Hey, you can always
try to think of a letter to go with fucking. Yeah.
But you've got Yonge Street in Toronto.
We've also got Cummer and what else do we have in Toronto?
Hey, you got Sirens in Toronto. You have that goth shop, Sirens.
Oh, yeah. We also have THC and some other... I mean, the Friendly Stranger and some other cool places
the
like
Friendly
that.
The Friendly Stranger.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Now, that sounds good. What's the Friendly Stranger?
Oh, fucking all-purpose weed, bong, everything shop.
Oh, really? It's a head shop.
It's like Uber head shop?
It's just for, like, it's like Potheads Unite, basically. it's like the collective pothead, like, universe.
I'm like, fucking, oh, God, that's so brutal.
Life sucks, take drugs, you know, it's...
Yeah, hey, exactly. Like,
well, that's what it is.
If you're gonna go out, you know, go out with like a bang and like heroin and shit. But my friend was telling me, like, see myself, if like the world was gonna end, like I'd go and I just like fuck some chick. My friend, he has some other plan. Like, if he was gonna die, like you know for sure the world's gonna end, right?
Right.
What do? My friend, his first idea, take heroin. Lots and lots of heroin. I mean, what better way to go out?
Heroin is actually a really boring way to go, because it's just like, I go to sleep now.
But it's like the fucking feeling of your life anyways.
Or,
I don't know, it just mix ecstasy and crack and heroin, just all those powerful
drugs. Drugs can be boring. If you want to have fun, Sean's right. I mean, he said this in the past, I'll agree with him. Fuck with people. We're not talking in a bad way. Just screw up their perceptions of reality.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot more fun to go through life.
Yeah, but most people's perceptions of reality are already fucksword, man. Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, there you go.
You know what I'd like to do if I was going to definitely do myself in? I would go to a convent, spike the water with ecstasy, and then do a couple hits myself, and then see how close I can get to God.
Maybe you should become a Rastafarian, man.
Justify, brother.
All right, man.
You know what I was thinking? Yeah. No. Me and my friends were just, like, thinking, though, one day, you know, just acid, and we'd put it on all the railings in our school, and just everyone would be going to class really fucked up on acid, because, you know, it absorbs through your skin and everything. That'd be a very cool prank to pull.
Get into the cafeteria.
Except that I'd be spending, like, 20 years in jail making up for it. But besides that, it'd be cool.
All right, man, say what the hell.
All right, what the fucking hell.
All right.
All right, so that's it.
I have one little note, side note, for we've all been talking about suicide, and we've been neglecting the most important part of, like, dying. That's the fact that you can use this to make a murder almost undetectable. Almost
okay.
No one ever kills themselves. Almost no one ever commits murder by hanging someone.
Police
always assume that a hanging is a suicide.
Okay, yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Personally,
I'd rather do, yes, I see.
If I was going to be a real dick, I'd find some asshole that I hated and then frame them for my murder.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a dick thing to do.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You go, you put blood on their fucking clothes
it's
and shit.
It's your blood.
Get into a big fight with them in a bar, you fucking cocksucker, smack, you know? And then I'll be telling everyone, well, he said he was going to kill me. I'm really scared. I don't want to die. This kid's going to fucking kill me. And then you go and you cut your own head off in a fucking ditch somewhere. Fucking make sure you get together with him. And
stab
go,
yourself 10 times.
Well,
really
you just
quick.
You get together with the guy and say, hey, man, fucking you want to sort this thing out? Yeah, we'll talk it out. Okay, you show up and you go, you say, oh, you think so? Okay, then you fucking go get yourself a gun and just fucking, you know, put like one in your own fucking head and have your body contorted in such a way that just the firing of it will throw the gun at him. And he'll be like, ah! He'll be like, and you're wearing gloves, eh? So you wrap the gun in the gloves, so you're not actually touching it, but the gloves aren't on your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You shoot, the gloves fall out of your hands onto the ground. And
steal his gloves.
And then he's fucked. Yeah, oh yeah.
It could be done. We have to work on it, get the fine details out, but it's a project,
it's a project to work on. Yeah.
You only get one chance.
That's right.
You got to think it out.
The
I'm
only
saying.
Problem with all this is it's cool and all, but you just don't get to see the aftermath. That's
oh,
the best
well,
part
you get
of it
to
all.
See the look on his
face.
When you're in the 40 by 30 dome and you've been storming the walls for the last 40 fucking years, eventually, you know, he's going to show up. Hey, Greg, yeah? Smack! Yeah.
But wait, there's a germ of an idea here. If you can find somebody else that you want to get rid of, kill them, dummy up the document so that it looks like it's you, and then frame the other guy for the murder, then you can have the best of both worlds.
Once again, age outdoing youth and vitality. All right, so we're going to go around the room and say goodnight. Let's go through the IRC first.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That was a plot from an episode of Matlock.
Oh, the Matlock.
Stealing good ideas. Mr. Echo, Kexler, Holy Deal, Smokehouse, Aunt Jemima, Soul Raper, Apocalypse, Pele, Doodle Disturb, Case, Pseudo, Enraged, Wombat, Brewster, Paradox, Stainex, Breaker One, Snake, Spazzer, Nixter, Tenshi, Soul Trans, Crazy, IFBSD, LinkRX, Misunderstood, Floyd's Lapel, Fourier, Half Elf, Judas, Kaluvin, Lathe, Punk of Evil, Romulus, T. Grey, Terrell, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Zophiel, Caponex, Kha'Zix, Psycho Wolf, Pop, Zerstor, Roto, Scorned, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Shard Yet Solid, So Fucking We Totted, So Fucking We Totted, I got that one this time, Sparky, Star Baby, Testing, Uber Cheeto, Stone Mist, and Test Subject.
All right, and going around the room, we'll start with Girl on the Left this time.
This is the Girl on the Left saying bye, and I'll try and bring something more interesting next time.
That's okay. The cookies.
You brought me.
The cookies are good.
Cookies
I mean,
are very good.
In terms of food products.
Yes.
You brought me.
Oh, don't even go there. Don't.
No.
And that's a good night from PBM. Then over to Black Wolf.
And Black Wolf saying, I got to go home because I need more Counter-Strike. I have to do it.
Okay.
Have we got enough?
Good night from Soma, and I'm going home and preventing Black Wolf from playing Counter-Strike all night.
No!
Okay, and then it's good night for me saying, hey, anybody want to be a totally submissive person to the professor? Because he's looking.
Dominant, seeking, submissive.
Yeah, well, he's actually, you know what the professor...
Seeking, yes.
Let me give just a footnote here, Dak. Okay, crew. Kind of a huddle here. Right? Here's all cult digitally huddle. Here's the score. Okay, the professor came with... This is amazing, okay? A lot of people want to know a little bit of history on the professor. The professor went and he lived as a mailman. You know, this is fucking cool. The guy lived as a mailman in England, okay, until really? One day he woke up and realized that, wow, this sucks ass. So what does he do? He moves to the Isle of Skye in Scotland. And proceeds to take the most amazing fucking photographs you've ever seen, which I'm going to be posting on the site. He took them on slide film, had them hand-developed and everything. But the guy's a genius with a camera, okay? Anyway, he lives like this for a year in, like, one of these fucking sod Highlander-style houses on Skye for, like, a year, okay? Then he gets into this pen pal relationship with this chick over here named Cindy, who used to work with my wife. She's fucking uber cunt, okay? She's fucking just... She's just evil, all right? She's like full on psycho bitch from hell, all right?
To use that word must really mean it.
Oh, God, she's fucking... She's a pig. Anyway, so... I just hate this bitch beyond belief. Anyway, so she goes... She decides that she's going to completely fuck with this world. She's playing all kinds of head trip games with him. Does this for 2 years. He decides mid-head trip, he's like, listen, lady, you know, like, this is not working out. And he stands up and makes a move on his own. Doesn't know anyone. He's in a foreign country. Doesn't know nothing. Winds up hooking up
with
me.
Shitty place to be.
Yeah. He winds up hooking up with me because I found out, hey, you know, this guy's a foreigner here. I call him, says, hey, you want to go for a beer? Next thing I know, me and him are fucking drunker than skunks wandering down the street. I got him laughing his
back.
Well, it was one of those things, right? I didn't know how it was going to go. And I got him drunker than a skunk, and the two of us are laughing around. He winds up, he's been living at my house for the last 2 months. And now this month he's moving out and shit like that. And so that's why, you know, who's this professor guy? Where the fuck did he come from? La, 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 la. It's because that's his score.
John grew him in a lab.
He's a stray that I rescued from the streets. And, yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking
you know,
up
you know, it's amazing what you can get on mail order from Miskatonic University.
Yeah, it is, in fact. So if anybody wanted to know the straight dope on who the professor was, that's the professor's story. And he's a fucking sweetheart of a guy. And he's going to be online.
Tonight?
He's at home. He's at home. I had to go do this fucking bullshit family thing, so I couldn't bring him. But, yeah, so that's the story of the professor, and he's going to be online soon. So no big deal there. I just thought I should tell people that, because people are like, oh, who the fuck's this professor guy, and where the fuck did he come from, and la, la, la. So this is a dude who lives with me. Anyway, so there it is.
Living with a dude?
And my wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
open cult relationship kind of thing, right?
No, not even close. Wow,
that's right. Sean doesn't share. He just has his wife and the professor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I fuck one in one room, and then she kills me. But so that's
so,
how
so
that
to complete the set, you need the millionaire, the movie star.
Yes, it's my own little perverted Gilligan's Island. All right, so we'll just keep on trucking here.
And it's good night from your old Uncle Dax saying, spin them around, slap their asses to the ground, and have fun with them. Because I won't be able to because I can't ride the buses anymore. No more Loser Cruisers stories, so they let me back on the buses.
Yeah, we should sue them.
I'll be tails from the gutter.
Yeah, we should.
Which is probably where I'm going to be ending up in.
They're making us lose ratings because we don't have any stories. We should sue them.
I'll try. There's like nothing. The only thing that ever happens at my work is, wow, I saw a really big seagull today.
The kind of work you like.
Is this like a big seagull, or is this like a seagull that like ate a car?
Because
I'd be like, wow, I saw a big seagull today. No, I saw a fucking big seagull.
If I see that seagull, that's the same seagull that Sinbad saw. Okay, I don't want to see that.
I'd be like, I got like, you know, bad stop motion animation seagulls going on. Like it's all fucking evil. Holy shit,
fuck,
it's a rock seagull. It's Mothra! Okay, where's the two little short bitches singing? I gotta sort that shit out. That's some crazy shit. Squish!
There we go.
Talk shit now, bitch.
We need to have girl on the left
with that bad mirror cut. That looks like there's two of you, and you'll be going, Mothra!
You know what?
Oh,
I'm lost.
I'm making the cult movie.
Go home. You've totally lost me here. I'm sorry.
Totally okay.
Bad movies.
What I'm going to do, man, is when I get my car and I start making my movies, I'm gonna rescue those two little chicks from somewhere. I'll like find them in an egg or something. Mothra! Holy fuck, it's the little Mothra bitches. Well, what the fuck are we gonna do now? Put them in the glove compartment. Slam! Can't hear shit now. Quick, turn me a flock of seagulls. I ran so far away. Okay, anyway, that's it. Say goodnight, Sam. We gotta get
that's
the fuck
it.
Out.
We're out of here and see you next week. And hopefully, too many people didn't miss the show because they've. Daylight savings time.
All right.
So, right here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers mining on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.